We show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroiled Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Visiting with Las Vegas pitcher Parker Dungey. Parker, day before yesterday, maybe arguably your best outing of the year, one of your best outings ever at AAA. What was working best for you?
Yeah, just felt like I was being really aggressive for pitch one and just not giving them anything free, which I think is huge for me, just keeping base runners off the base paths and avoiding walks as best I could, letting the defense work and keeping them engaged in the game by just hunting contact and being aggressive in the zone.
Now, how long before that game were you told you were going to start?
Just the day before pregame, they said, hey, there's a chance you might start tomorrow, with some things going on in the big leagues, and ended up, Logue did get called up that night, and so then it was me the next day.
Now, is that an advantage to maybe not know until a day before, or does it really not matter?
Yeah, I mean, it's different than the normal routine for sure. I've kind of bounced around from relieving, starting, and doing a little bit of everything this year. Just trying to stay ready. But you don't get as much time to think about it, but sometimes that can be a good thing or a bad thing. But, I didn't mind it. Like I said, pitched in a lot of different scenarios so far this year and just try to be ready whenever it's my turn.
Is it difficult transitioning from the starter to the bullpen and now at least for the time being back in the rotation?
It's definitely a different routine as far as like your daily work. As a starter, you know when you're going to throw next. You can kind of plan out your catch play and throw in a bullpen and stuff to make sure you've recovered, ready for the next start. As a bullpen guy, it's kind of every day you got to assume you're pitching. I know we have a lot of guys right now, but you got to assume you're pitching every day so that when you're called on down there, you can be ready to be sharp and come in and pound the strike zone.
Parker Dungey, our guest. Parker, last year you missed a big chunk of the year with an injury. Review for the fans the nature of that injury and what the rehab was like.
Yeah, so it was actually here in Sacramento where I got hurt, and it just one day after a start, can really feel my hand and didn't feel good. And turned out I had a blood clot in my shoulder that they found when I got the imaging and stuff done. So I went straight from there to get surgery to have that removed. So, yeah, I ended up missing about 3 and a half months of the season last year, which was unfortunate. First year back from COVID, was looking forward to last year, and then kind of have that slow me down a little bit, kind of stunk. But just tried to keep a good mindset, and then glad to be feeling good this year and feel really healthy this year. So I'm just excited to see where I can go this year.
Finally, you're dealing with a couple of new catchers that you haven't worked with before, and they've got to learn you, and you've got to learn them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, JJ and Shea, and now Austin Allen, I've thrown to in the past. JJ and Shea, I've loved getting to know them as well as they've done a great job of getting to know me and how I like to pitch, and feel like I don't have to shake very much. They kind of know what I like to do sequencing wise out there, and Shea's done a great job when I've thrown to him, thrown to JJ once, and they both do their homework, and they both call pitches with a purpose. They don't just call pitches to call pitches, and they watch the game. They feel the flow of the game, which is something that I really like out of a catcher, especially as a starter. You know, the flow of the game and what kind of what guys are doing, what the opposing team's looking for, if they're being aggressive, not aggressive. They both do a great job of reading that and reading the game, which is a huge benefit for the pitchers.
Parker, I appreciate the time a lot. Thanks.
Of course. Thanks, Russ.
Parker Dunshee, our guest, and I'll be back with the starting lineups next from Sacramento right after this.
Squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Now, the starting lineups for tonight's game on a gorgeous night. Temperatures in the low 70s, really very attractive, partly cloudy evening here in Sacramento. Las Vegas, the top farm team of the Oakland Athletics, managed by Fran Reardon, they are 15-12. So far on the year, good for first place thus far in the Pacific Coast League West after 1 month of the season. For Las Vegas tonight, leading off at third base, Mickey McDonald. Hitting second in right field, Ramon Laureano. This is his last game of rehab here with Las Vegas before going back to Oakland. Hitting third in center field, Luis Barrera. The cleanup man is the catcher, Shea Langeliers. Hitting fifth at first base, Eric Thames. In the sixth spot, second baseman, Christian Lopes. Hitting seventh, the designated hitter for the Aviators tonight, Austin Allen. Back in the fold. Hitting eighth at shortstop, Drew Jackson. And batting ninth in left field for Las Vegas tonight, Dalton Kelly. On the mound, starting for the Aviators, righty Colin Wiles, W-I-L-E-S. 2 wins, 1 defeat, a 4.50 ERA. The Sacramento Rivercats are managed by Dave Brundage. They are the San Francisco Giants' top affiliate with a record of 14 wins and 13 defeats. And the Rivercats lead off tonight with a rehabbing big leaguer, the veteran second baseman Tommy LaStella, who's actually DHing tonight for the Rivercats. LaStella leading off in the DH slot. Batting second in center field, Elliot Ramos. Hitting third, the first baseman Mike Ford. In the cleanup spot, third baseman David Villar. In the fifth spot, the shortstop Isan Diaz. Batting sixth at second base, just back from the parent Giants, that's Kevin Padlow. In the seventh slot is left fielder Luke Williams. Hitting eighth for the Rivercats, the right fielder Ka'ai Tom. And batting ninth in catching will be Ricardo Genovese. On the mound, righty Raynel Espinal, 1-0 with a 2.30 ERA thus far in 2022. That'll wrap up this edition of the Las Vegas Aviators pregame show brought to you by Hash House A-Go-Go. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League action from Sacramento, California. The Aviators visiting the Rivercats right after this.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroiled Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Welcome you back to Sacramento. Expect a nice crowd this evening. Friday night baseball. Two teams above 500 going at it in game four. Rivercats trying for a win to get them even in the series. With two games left, one tomorrow night and the Sunday 1 o'clock game to wrap it up. Reynald Joseph Espinal. He's listed at 6'3" and he's right around 210 pounds. He's from the town of Villa Gonzalez in the Dominican Republic. The Yankees signed him as a free agent in the summer of 2012 when he was only 20 years old. He climbed the Yankee ladder, got to AAA, never pitched in the big leagues for them. But then he went to the Red Sox organization last year at AAA Worcester in the rotation. He was 11-4 with a 3.44 ERA. Only got into one game for the Red Sox, pitching two innings and giving up two earned runs. So here he is in the Giants organization. His first pitch, fastball, knee-high strike on the outside, 0-1 to Mickey McDonald. And the Rivercats know that Mickey sometimes bunts, so third baseman David Villar is in tight, both feet on the infield grass just to one side of the dirt cutout. Mickey takes an off-speed pitch low, one ball and one strike to count. Mickey McDonald starts off at 268 with one homer and four batted in, four for four in stolen bases. Three out of five in this series. At the plate, he looks at a strike. And a count 1-2. Had a couple of hits in last night's game and a stolen base. Now with two strikes, VR, convinced that McDonald is not bunting, backs up at third base. Reynald Espinal with a 1-2 count. Right-hander turns and delivers. And the pitch is foul back. Still one ball and two strikes. Red Sox chose Espinal in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. Going into the 2020 season, and this past February, the Giants signed him to a minor league deal. Fastball in the low 90s, sometimes mid-90s, curveball. His main two pitches, been working on an off-speed pitch. There's a 94-mile-an-hour fastball that's in there for strike three call. That's how the game begins. One out, the batter, Ramon Laureano. Sacramento defensively, Mike Ford is at first base. The second baseman is Kevin Padlo. The shortstop is Isan Diaz. And at third base, David Villar. Luke Williams is in left. Elliot Ramos in center. Ka'ai Tom is in right. Ricardo Genovese catching for Reynald Espinal. We're waiting. The plate umpire, Michael Raines, just asked third base umpire Jonathan Parr to hustle down into the left field corner beyond my vision, although they got the camera on him now. Apparently somebody left a gate open over there in the corner not far from the foul pole. And so Jonathan Parra, who is the crew chief, is out there trying to secure that padded chain link fence over there. And now the left fielder Luke Williams is coming over to try to help. As they play the music from Jeopardy here. Anyway, Espinal was named the AAA Pitcher of the Year in the Red Sox system last year. He was 11-4 with a 3.5 ERA. But he had the briefest possible cup of coffee in the big leagues, two relief innings for the Red Sox last August 30th. Spent the rest of the season at AAA. But there's a guy who's been around, and so far this year, Espinal has been very good in four games, three of them starts, 15 2/3 innings. He has given up three homers, walked six, striking out 23. And whatever the issue was with that fence in left field foul territory has apparently been settled, and Ramon Laureano takes high. One ball to no strikes. Laureano, this is the last game of his rehab stint, and he broke out of a horrible 3-for-33 slump with a game-winning hit in last night's game. There's a slider for a strike, and it's 1-1. He batted in the ninth inning with two on and two out. The game was tied at five, and he belted a Junior Marte pitch in the left field for a single, driving in the two runs that snapped the 5-5 tie. Pitches outside, 2-1. Oh, Laureano only 1-for-13 in this series, but the one hit was a big one. Got them the win last night. The pitch is a little low. Michael Raines, the plate up. First base up, Anthony Perez. And Jonathan Parra, the crew chief, down the way at third. It's 3-1 on Ramon Laureano. Here's the pitch on the way. Up and in. That's ball four. So a strikeout followed by a walk, and the batter, Luis Barrera. Luis opens up this game with an average of .296. He has three home runs, has driven in eight runs so far. Did not play in last night's game. Played in the first two games of the series, 2-for-7 with a walk. He tried to hold up on a slider, went way around. Strike one, 0-1 on Luis Barrera. Shea Langeliers is on deck. Want to thank Parker Dunshee for joining us in the pregame show. Nice chat with Parker. Affable young man. And off to a really good start this year as well. The 0-1 stretch and the pitch. Espinal's cutter is outside. One ball and one strike to Luis Barrera. Ramon Laureano at first base. First base coach is Jason Hart, the assistant hitting coach. And over third, with his helmet on there, just beyond the third base coaching box, manager Fran Reardon. Here's the 1-1 to the left-hand hitting Barrera. Espinal delivers. Strike at the knees on the outside. That's a good pitch at 92 miles an hour. Hit the spot right there. Espinal, first start was April 9th here against Sugarland. 3 2/3 shutout innings, a walk and seven strikeouts. 59 pitches, 41 strikes. Obviously very sharp. Pitch is fouled off to the left out of play. It is still 1-2. He fouled off a cutter that time. Next start was in Reno, April 15th, and he was even better. Four shutout innings, allowing one hit. He walked three, struck out six. Then he pitched here against the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Five innings, allowed two runs earned on four hits, two solo home runs. Two walks, nine strikeouts through 83 pitches, 52 strikes. Barrera swings and misses at a fastball that he actually tipped it into Genovese mitt, and he's out on strikes. Second strikeout for Espinal. Two outs, Laureano at first, no score in the top of the first. Then a batter, Shea Langeliers. Last time out, Espinal, who had no decision in his first three games, beat Albuquerque. He worked in relief, three innings. He allowed two runs earned on three hits. No walks and one strikeout. So I can only guess his ceiling's probably somewhere between 70 and 85 pitches. Breaking ball outside. Ball one on Shea Langeliers. Langeliers hitting 330 with a league-high 10 home runs and 23 runs batted in. Laureano at first, two down. He's held on by Mike Ford. Langeliers swings and misses at a good off-speed pitch. One ball and one strike to count. All right, let's take a look at Langeliers. He is fifth in batting average, first in home runs, tied for third in RBIs, second in on-base percentage, second in slugging percentage, second in OPS. Go to first, and Laureano back in a push-up position. Fifth in base hits. And third in extra base hits. Also second in total bases. Third in runs scored. And it goes on. In this series, 5 for 12. He's hit safely in 8 straight coming in. Here's the 1-1 stretch by Espinal on the pitch. A little bit outside, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, ball 2. 2-1. Last night, Langeliers 1 for 3 with a single, a walk, scored twice. On deck is Eric Thames. 2-1. Shea Langeliers up there, open stance, outfield deep, they play him to pull. Here's the 2-1. Outside, ball 3. 3-1. Langeliers, 6 feet tall, 205, talking to a scout today. He said, I've never seen this guy before. I'm looking at him in batting practice. I don't know who he was. I'm looking at his body saying, this is an older guy, probably a 6-year free agent. Then somebody enlightened him that, no, he's a 24-year-old prospect. The pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-2. He said, really? And then he saw Shea during batting practice hitting rockets mostly the opposite way, and he said, okay, I understand. 3-2, Laureano getting ready to leave from first base on a 3-2 pitch with two outs. In the top of the first, just underway here in Sacramento with no score. There goes Laureano. Langeliers checked the swing on an outside pitch. They appeal strike 3, says Anthony Perez. Langeliers didn't like it, but that's the inning. And Espinal strikes out the side. Shea barely went around too far, but apparently he did. No runs, no hits, no errors for Las Vegas in the top of the first. One man left at the end of half an inning of play. The Aviators nothing. Sacramento against Colin Wiles coming up.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, welcome back. Russ Langer with you in Sacramento. Bottom of the first, no score. Right-hander Colin, C-O-L-L-I-N, Wiles, W-I-L-E-S, 6'4", 190, at Stillwell, Kansas. He'll be 28 before the end of this month. He's from Overland Park, Kansas, and went to Blue Valley West High School in Kansas. Texas drafted him 10 years ago. Here's his pitch to Tommy La Stella. And the fastball sinks in low at 90 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0. La Stella DHing. 2 out of 5 in the series. He did hit a home run in last night's game. Game that Las Vegas ultimately won 7-5. Wiles, wearing number 31, turns the right-hander's pitch. High pop-up on the left side. Third baseman Mickey McDonald wants it. He's on the dirt part of the infield, drifts to his left, and puts it away. One down. And Tommy La Stella, now 2-for-6 on his rehab stint, all in this series. The batter, Elliot Ramos, the right-hander hitting center fielder. Las Vegas defensively in this one. You've got Eric Thames at first, Christian Lopes at second, Drew Jackson at short, Mickey McDonald at third, Dalton Kelly in left, Luis Barrera in center, Ramon Laureano in right, Shea Langeliers catching. Pitch a little outside, ball one, 1-0. Ramos, brother of Henry Ramos, spent more than a decade playing professionally for various teams, mostly in the minors. He's hitting 208, two homers, eight batted in. Pitches outside. It is 2-0. One out of six in the series with a couple of walks is Ramos, who did not play yesterday. From Puerto Rico, first-round pick back in 2017 by the Giants. Here's the 2-0. Fastball strike on the outside half at 90. 2-1. Ramos is only 22, so time most definitely on his side. Mike Ford waits on deck. Wiles with a 2-1 pitch. It's hit high in the air, foul, slicing back into the grassy berm up there. And it's 2-2. Last year, Wiles was in this league at Round Rock. He divided the year fairly evenly between the rotation and the bullpen. He had 11 starts and 12 relief appearances. He was 7-2 with a 4.19 ERA. Fastball's low. Now 3-2. Wiles graduated from Blue Valley West High School in Stillwell, Kansas, 10 years ago. He had a commitment to a baseball scholarship to Vanderbilt. But when he was drafted by Texas, he went that route. There's the 3-2. Ramos swings and fouls it back, and it's still 3-2. When Texas got him, he was the 53rd overall pick in the 2012 draft. Why did they pick him in the first round? Well, he was the Kansas High School Player of the Year in 2012. 8-0 with an ERA well under 1. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Fastball in on the hands of Ramos, and he was tied up. First strikeout for Wiles. Two outs in the bottom of the first. The batter's the left-handed hitting first baseman, Mike Ford. Rangers got Wiles with their compensation pick in the first round. Wiles was discussing the fact that his numbers weren't great when he first got drafted and was pitching in the lower minors in the Rangers organization. Here's Ford, batting left-handed, the pitch. Fastball foul back, strike one. He said, the first couple of years didn't go as well as I had hoped, but my persistence began to pay off a little bit after a couple of years, and I think I learned over the first 2 years, but the results didn't turn out the way I wanted. Because now I've matured a bit. I understand I'm not going to have my best stuff every time I go out there. I have to work with what I have. Cutter is a little outside, 1-1. Oakland signed Wiles as a free agent this past March. Fastball around 90, 91, 92. Curveball, slider, changeup. 1-1 pitch. Popped up on the right side this time. The first baseman Thames comes in on the grass. He's going to give way to Drew Jackson, the shortstop. He came in and grabbed it, and the inning is over. So the Rivercats with two pop-ups and a strikeout, they're gone quickly, and at the end of one, there's no score.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Sacramento, game four of a six-game series. Eric Thames leads off against Reynald Espinal, takes a pitch outside, ball one, changeup, 1-0. Eric Thames at 263 in 20 games, three homers, 15 batted in, had a home run and three RBIs last night, two hits for him, he's 3-for-7 in the series. He hits a ground ball, base hit to right, pass to diving Padlo, ball's going to roll to the fence, Tom over to get it, Thames on his way to second base, he's got a stand-up double. Well, that time the shift didn't work because Thames hit it just too hard. The second baseman, Kevin Padlo, because of the shift, at least 15 or 20 feet out on the grass, and he still couldn't get that ball. It was hit hard to his left. He went diving for it and couldn't get it. And when the ball hit the grass, it was skidding, and Tom couldn't cut it off. So it's a double for Thames. He's now 4-for-8 in the series. Thames' sixth double of the year. First hit for Las Vegas tonight here in the top of the second. Here is Christian Lopes, right-handed hitting second baseman. Christian takes outside, ball one. Christian got the day off yesterday, been struggling mightily in the series, 0-for-9 with six strikeouts. For the year, he's hitting .254. No homers and five batted in. Outfield straight away and medium depth. Reynald Espinal ready to pitch. Strike on the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. It's 1-1 now. Lopes is up there with our good old friend Austin Allen on deck. And Christian swings and misses at an off-speed breaking ball at 82 miles an hour. It's now a ball and two strikes. Top of the second, no score. Las Vegas looking for their third straight win. They're looking for their sixth win in their last seven games overall. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Thames off second. Espinal checks him and comes home. Breaking ball, foul back to the right. That's going to go back in the seats. It is a ball and two strikes on Christian Lopes. We'll get the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard for you in the Major Leagues and in AAA. And we'll get the Ted Weins trivia question going for you a little later on. Late breeze blowing straight out. Espinal has a new ball. Here comes the 1-2 to Christian Lopes now. Fastball up and in at 93. 2-2. Tomorrow, kind of an odd start time for Game 5. First pitch scheduled at 6:37, which means our pregame will be at 6:22. Here now is the 2-2 to Christian Lopes. Thames off second with nobody out. Espinal delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Got it up to 94 toward the outside and put him away. Four strikeouts for Espinal. And with Thames at second and one out, here is Austin Allen. Allen, only limited time, playing time in the big leagues. Of course, Oakland's primary catcher is Sean Murphy. Used to be with the Aviators in 2019. Stephen Vogt up there. He's injured at the moment. Meanwhile, an auto strike has been called on Austin Allen for taking too long to get in the batter's box. So Espinal hasn't thrown him a pitch yet, but he has to count his way 0-1. Austin is DHing in this game. Left-handed hitter takes a breaking ball a little high. 1-1. All right, I'll refresh your memory. Austin Allen, 6'2", 222 pounds, 28 years old, from St. Louis, but now lives in Monteverde, Florida. 317 with 20 home runs for Las Vegas last year. In only half a season, pitch sinks in low. It is 2-1. Originally, Austin was drafted in 2015 by San Diego in the fourth round out of Florida Tech in Melbourne. Yeah, but he only played in 72 games for Las Vegas and still had big numbers. 15 doubles, 20 homers, 53 RBIs. He swings and misses at a fastball. And it's now 2-2. Allen graduated from Chaminade College Prep in 2012. He had almost 500 as a senior. He was All-State for Missouri. 2-2. Thames at second, one out, top of the second, no score. Espinal checks his runner at second, comes to Austin Allen, and the breaking ball is in there. Strike three called. That's an 84-mile-an-hour slider that started off outside and broke over the plate. So all five outs in the first two innings have been via the strikeout. Two outs. Thames still at second. Here's Drew Jackson. Jackson steps in. The pitch. A little bit up and in, ball one. 1-0. Thames at second, two down, top of the second. No score. Drew Jackson, 6'2", 200-pounder, 28 years old, from Orinda, California, was in the Mets organization at Syracuse last year, hitting 251. Nine homers, knocking in 37, stole 24 bases. He played in game two of the series on Wednesday, was 0-for-2 with two walks and two steals. Slider swung on and missed. 1-1 to the right hitter hitting Jackson, who steps out. Drew Hamilton Jackson. He went to Stanford. Seattle drafted him in 2015 in the fifth round. And Baltimore had him briefly in 2019. He's also in the Dodger organization the early part of 2019 at Oklahoma City, where he hit 209 with six home runs. Fastball missing at 93. Ball two. 2-1. But he's always had good stolen base numbers everywhere. In fact, first year as a pro in the short season Northwest League, there's no such thing as short season anymore. But back then at Everett, he stole 47 bases and only got caught four times. Pitch is fouled off to the right out of play. 2-2. Jackson had a lot of injuries while playing for Stanford in college, but to Miramonte High School. And in Stanford, he majored in science, technology, and society. He also got on the mound some at Stanford. Here now is the 2-2 to Drew Jackson. Fastball up and away. 3-2. Thames opened the inning with a double. He's still at second base, two outs later. And if Jackson gets on, Dalton Kelly will be next. Three and two. The stretch by Espinal. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Well, that's six strikeouts in just two innings for Espinal. He allowed a leadoff double by Thames. Fanned the next three. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one left. And at the end of an inning and a half in Sacramento, there is no score.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here we go. Bottom of the second, no score. Las Vegas righty Colin Wiles Got the side out in order on two pop-ups and a strikeout. Now David Villar, the right-handed hitting third baseman, stands in, and he looks at a pitch down and away, ball one, 1-0. David Villar, V-I-L-L-A-R, 6'1", 215 pounds. He's 25, born in Atlanta, Giants double-A team in Richmond last year. He was an 11th-round pick by the Giants in the 2018 draft. He takes a strike over the outside corner from Colin Wiles, 1-1. Villar has 5 at-bats in the series, 2 hits, both doubles. Isan Diaz on deck, then Kevin Padlow. After that, here's the 1-1. The curveball down low, skips in there, ball two. Two balls and a strike now. Nobody on base and nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. Fastball is a check swing. The ball ends up in front of the plate. I believe that's a foul ball. That would even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The home plate umpire, Michael Raines, threw his hands up in the air. So strike two. 2-2 to count. Fellow coaching first has his jacket on, so I can't tell who that is. It is Holbert Cabrera coaching at third. Yep, definitely a check swing foul. I'm looking at the replay and the monitor they give us in here. Here's the 2-2 now from Colin Wiles. Curveball outside, backhanded by Langoliers. Ball three. 3-2. Outfield straight away, medium depth. The infield pretty much straight up also. 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air to right. Moving in is Laureano on the run, and he slides and makes a fine catch. Laureano got a good jump, racing in, angling slightly toward the foul line, went into a slide and reached down and made a very good catch to rob Villar of a hit. One out. And the left-handed hitting shortstop, Isan Diaz, coming up now. Diaz, who just came over in a trade with Miami a week ago, in the box. This is his first series for the Rivercats. He lifts one high and foul outside third. McDonald and Dalton Kelly, and they're out of room. Ball out of play, strike one, 0-1. Diaz, 5'11", 200-pounder. He'll be 26 on the 27th of this month from Puerto Rico. He was at AAA Jacksonville before the deal. 0-7 for them with 6 strikeouts. Sacramento so far 3-10. That's in this series. So he's picked it up a bit since the trade. Change up down low. 1-1 to Isan Diaz. If you add up Jacksonville and Sacramento this year, hitting 176, 3-17. Left-handed batter wearing number 56. They've got the bright orange tops. The Rivercats do. The snow-white pants. 1-1. Base is empty. 1 gone. Bottom of the second. No score. Wiles delivers. A fly ball to shallow center. Moving in is Barrera. He's got it. He was playing shallow, and so that ball hit off the end of the bat. Luis hustled in a few steps and put it away. 2 down. Here's Kevin Padlow now. Padlow was Tampa organization before, well, let's see. That sandwiches in between two other organizations. The Rockies drafted him first in the 5th round in 2014 at a high school in California. He's from Murrieta. Then Tampa had him for a few years. He got a little bit of big league time for them last year, 12 at-bats, 1 hit. Then the Mariners got him. He played 26 games for the Tacoma Rainiers last year, did Padlow. He takes a strike, 0-1. In 104 at-bats, he did hit .298 with 8 homers for Tacoma and only 104 bats. That's decent entirely. 21 RBIs in 26 games. Nothing wrong with that. Breaking ball low. 1-1 on Kevin Padlow. All-league basketball and baseball player at Murrieta High School. Graduated scholarship at the University of San Diego. Here's the 1-1 now from Wiles. Left, the right-handed hitting Padlow takes low. Ball two. It is 2-1. But he did not go to college. He got drafted. The Rockies signed him. Reputation for getting on pace, and he's got power. Here's the swing and a miss at a fastball. 2-2 to count. And bases empty, two down. We're in the top of the second. Wiles reads Langoliers, and the right-hander delivers. On the outside corner, strike three called. A cutter at 89 miles an hour, painted the outside edge. That's a beautiful pitch by Colin Wiles. So it's six up and six down in the first couple of innings for Las Vegas righty Colin Wiles. At the end of two full frames here in Sacramento, there is no score.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Welcome back. No score after two, and a very happy 91st birthday to the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, 91 years old. Here's the pitch to Dalton Kelly. He swings and fouls one back. Strike one, 0-1. Kelly, 2-for-6 in this series, including one of his two home runs. He's hitting 188 for the year with a two home run, 7 batted in. After Kelly, the lineup turns over the top with Mickey McDonald. There's a drive hit in the air to left, but Luke Williams has it lined up and makes the catch. One out. That's the first out recorded by an Aviator hitter that's not a strikeout. The other six outs, all strikeouts. One out, nobody on, top of the third. Mickey McDonald took a called third strike, his first time up, and he's up again. Now they play. Sometimes they play, "Oh, Mickey, you're so fine," when Mickey comes up. This time they played, "Old McDonald had a farm," E-I-E-I-O. Breaking ball, strike one called. It's 0-1. Third baseman VR in tight to try to take the bunt away from Mickey, who's 3-for-6 in the series, hitting 262 for the year. Here's the 0-1. Fastball zips in under the knees at 93 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-1. Left fielder Williams, shallow and toward the line. Ramos in center, several steps toward left center. Tom in right, straight away, medium depth. The 1-1. McDonald hits a liner out over second. On one hop, it's grabbed by Diaz. Long throw to first, and they got him. Nice play by Diaz. The ball hit out over second base, took one bounce. He backed up and grabbed it. He was two or three steps on the outfield grass and had to make a good throw to get McDonald, and he got him by less than a step. Short hopped that ball, and he snow-coned it. Made a good throw. Just did get him at first base. Nice play by shortstop Isan Diaz. Laureano swings and misses strike one. Laureano walked his first time up. Two outs, bases empty, top of the third. No score. Reynel Espinal with a sign from Ricardo Genovese, the 0-1. Laureano swings through that one. Strike two, 0-2. On deck, Luis Barrera. Laureano getting back in. Outfield straight away, a little on the deep side for him. Espinal okays this side of Genovese in the pitch. High drive in a deep right center. Racing back is Tom and Ramos on the dead run. The ball bounces and goes over the fence for an automatic double. It rattles around in the Rivercats bullpen. Nice job of two-strike hitting by Laureano. He got the game-winning hit last night in the top of the ninth inning with two strikes on him off reliever Junior Marte. Espinal was trying to Throw one, I think, a little off the outside corner. The ball may have caught too much of the plate, but Laureano launched that one to deep right center. Automatic double, or as it's sometimes known, a ground rule double. Aviators have two hits, both doubles. Thames has the other one. And with two outs in the top of the third, here's Luis Barrero, who struck out swinging his first time up. Espinal. From the stretch, off second is Laureano. The shortstop, Diaz, comes in behind him. And Barrera swings and foul, tips one at the plate, strike one, 0-1. Luis struck out on a pitch that was in on him. Really tied him up. It was a good pitch that got him in the first inning. Espinal stretches. Laureano off second. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Barrera swings and misses. Same kind of pitch that struck him out in the first inning. 93-mile-an-hour fastball in on him. 0-2. So apparently that's the idea that the Rivercats have with Barrera, to jam him some. Laureano at second, two down. Two strikes on Barrera. Gentle breeze blowing out. The look and the 0-2 pitch. That one sinks in low at 89. Took something off with some cut on it. Ball one, 1-2. If Barrera reaches, it'll be Shea Langeliers next. Ball and two strikes. Big gap in right center for Barrera because the center fielder Ramos is shallow and well over in the left center. Williams shallow and toward the line and left. The pitch. Up and in. Again, they're working him inside. Luis bent back out of the way of that ball. Ball two. 2-2 to count. Luis wearing 13, staring out at Espinal. Espinal plants his right foot on the rubber, bending slightly at the waist, looking in now at Genovese. Laureano, a short lead off second base. Here's the turn by Espinal, stepping off the rubber, cocking his arm and looking Laureano back to the bag. Shortstop Diaz is there to take a step or two away from Laureano. 2-2. Espinal stretches again. And the 2-2 pitch. Just low. That was very close at 93 miles an hour. Boy, Barrera had to have nerves of steel to let that pitch go. Borderline pitch. Ball three. 3-2. Langeliers with that weighted bat with a sleeve on it in the on-deck area. First base sway. 3-2. Laureano off second and the payoff. Barrera takes it up and away. Ball four. A decent at bat by Barrera. Second walk allowed by Espinal. 2-on-2 out of the Vegas third. And here's Langeliers, who struck out trying to check his swing his first time up. Had a nice chat today with former Las Vegas pitcher Corey Oswalt. Remember, he had a perfect inning in two-thirds last night and struck out three. Corey from San Diego, and nice enough to come over and say hi. We chatted for a while. He likes it here. He was with the Las Vegas 51s when they were a Mets affiliate. Here's the pitch. High foul off to the right and back out of play. Ball hits an empty seat and rattles around, and it caroms into the hands of a waiting fan about 12 rows behind the plate near the first base dugout. Guy in a burgundy shirt with a gray and black cap on and the sunglasses resting atop the bill. One strike on Langeliers. The first pitch was a changeup. There's a slider swung on and missed. And Espinal jumps ahead of Langeliers with two strikes. With two outs, Laureano on an 0-2 pitch. Ground rule double to right center. Barrera walked. 0-2 on Langeliers. Espinal, 55 pitches. I checked myself there. 33 strikes. Top of the third, no score. Langeliers takes it up and in. 1-2. Outfield straight away. They're only medium depth, though. Interesting. They're not that deep for Langeliers, despite his considerable power. Second baseman Padlo's playing it up the middle. And the only man on the right side of the infield is first baseman Mike Ford. Laureano at second. Barrera at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Langeliers swings and misses at a breaking ball. Strike three, and that ends the inning. Espinal has seven strikeouts in the first three innings. He's gotten Langeliers twice in the Vegas third. No runs, one hit, no errors. And they leave two. They've left four so far. We head to the bottom of the third in Sacramento. There's no score.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand and prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. We're in Sacramento, bottom of the third inning here. Russ Langer with you. There is no score. Las Vegas lost the first game here Tuesday 4-3, but then they won 5-0, and then they won last night 7-5. No score here, bottom of the third. Colin Wiles has set down the first six with two strikeouts. And the right-handed hitting Sacramento left fielder Luke Williams settles in now. Pitch up and away, ball one. 1-0. This is Williams' first at-bat in the series. He just got added here from the parent Giants. He is 6'1", 185. He'll be 26 in August. He's from Park Ridge, Illinois. The pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. The Phillies drafted Williams in the third round back in 2015 at a Dana Hills High School in Dana Point, California. Had big league time with the Phillies last year, 58 games, 98 at-bats, hitting .245 with one homer, six batted in. He swings and misses at a high pitch, 1-2. Williams was going to go to Cal Poly his senior year. He played football as a wide receiver and defensive back, but he passed on college to sign with the Phillies for a nice bonus after they drafted him in the third round. Pitch up and away, 2-2. That high school, Dana Hills, produced some other pitchers. Dana Sheppers of the Texas Rangers, Peter Tago of the White Sox, Blake Taylor of the Mets all went there. Here's the 2-2 pitch with nobody on and nobody out. The right-handed hitting Williams waits in the pitch now. Fastball outside, and the count fills up at 3-2. Good athlete. They say he runs well, got a good arm. Now the 3-2 from Colin Wiles. And the pitch is ball four. Popped out of his mitt. He checked up on a swing. They appeal it first. No swing, says Anthony Perez. So Wiles, that's the first base runner he's had to deal with. Got the first six out, and then he walks Williams on the 3-2. And here's a left-handed hitting right fielder, Ka'ai Tom, batting eighth. Williams has respectable stolen base numbers. He was 7 out of 10 at Lehigh Valley last year, stole two bases for the Phillies. And at AA Reading in 2019, he stole 30 bases, caught nine times. He takes about a four-step lead off first, held on by Eric Thames. Pitch is fouled away, strike one. One strike on Ka'ai Tom from Honolulu. Tom hitting 302. He's homered twice, knocked in 12 runs, one out of eight thus far in this series. Infield at double play depth, but Mickey McDonald is the only man on the left side. Third baseman way off the bag, almost a deep shortstop. Drew Jackson, Christian Lopes onto the right of second base, and of course Thames is holding Williams on the stretch. On the pitch, a little inside, ball one. One ball and one strike now. Now the stretch by Wiles. Williams, again, a decent leadoff first, the stretch. He bluffs. There's a ground ball to second. Lopes has it. Turns, goes to second for one. Back to first. Not in time to double up Tom. Ball wasn't hit that hard, but they got the force out. 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Williams is off the bases. Tom safe at first on the fielder's choice. One on, one out for the right-handed hitting catcher, Ricardo Genovese. Genovese caught the first two games of the series. Did not play yesterday. Johnny Pareda did the catching. One on, one out. Wiles out of a stretch. Big curveball. Lifted to left center field. Racing over is Barrera on the dead run. And he slides and makes a great catch in deep left center field. And fires the ball back in to Drew Jackson. There was no way Dalton Kelly, who was playing Genovese to pull, could get to that ball. It was up to Barrera. And one thing that helped Barrera, he's a lefty with a glove on his right hand. And on the dead run, he reached and made the catch and then went into a slide in deep left center field and held the ball up for everybody to see it. So Genovese gets robbed of extra bases by Luis Barrera. He came in hitting 250. Now with that, he's one out of eight in the series. So Tom stays at first with two down. And the batter, Tommy Listello, who popped out to third in the first inning. Wiles, a high set up around the chest. Here's the pitch. Cutter, that jumps in there for a strike at 85 miles an hour. 0-1. Two good plays in the Vegas outfield. Villar hit a ball into shallow right, and Laureano made a nice sliding catch. And now Barrera racing over from center into deep left center to take a base hit and maybe an RBI away from Genovese. Here's the 0-1. Wiles throws in the dirt. Nice save there by Langeliers. Ball one. 1-1. No score. Bottom of the third. Ted Wien's trivia question for tonight. Who is the oldest living Hall of Famer? Oldest living Hall of Famer. Who is that? Answer coming up. 1-1 to count. Listello waiting. Former Cub. Several other organizations. Left-handed batter. There's the stretch by Wiles. A short lead at first for Tom. And the pitch. A drive to left center again. Barrera racing over in the dead run and runs it down in left center field again. Back-to-back plays. Barrera showing good range on the dead run to deep left center. And the inning is over. In the River Catch third, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And at the end of three, there is no score.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
Hey, we play three with no score. Top of the fourth inning, Las Vegas has doubles from Eric Thames and Ramon Laureano, but no runs. Reynel Espinal has fanned seven batters through just three innings, but Colin Wiles has walked one, is not allowed to hit through three. A couple of good defensive plays behind him. So, top of the fourth inning, Eric Thames leads off, followed by Christian Lopes and Austin Allen. Hash House A-Go-Go scores at Fenway. The Red Sox are batting in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing the Chicago White Sox 4-2. Seventh inning in Houston, Astros 3, Detroit 2. After 8, Minnesota leads Oakland 2-1. Here's the pitch to Thames. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Strike one. Eric double to right his first time up, leading off the second, but then never got past second as Espinal responded by striking out three in a row. Here's the 0-1. Fastball up and away at 91 miles an hour. 1-1. In Anaheim, Angels coming to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning, leading Washington 1-0. Bottom of the third in Phoenix, Rockies and Diamondbacks are tied at 1. The 1-1. Thames swings and fouls it back. Strike two. 1-2. Bottom of the third in Seattle. Tampa 3. The Mariners 2. Top of the fourth in San Diego. Padres 1. The Marlins nothing. On Yu Darvish. Padres are 17-9. Bottom of the second. Cardinals and Giants no score. Earlier, Milwaukee beat Atlanta 6-3. Josh Hader got his 11th save. Thames swings and misses. And down he goes. 88 miles an hour toward the outside. 8 strikeouts in 3 1/3 innings for Raynel Espinal. And with one out, here is Lopes, who struck out swinging his first time up. Brewers off to a fine start, 17-8. And some rainouts because of poor weather. There's a high fly ball to center by Lopes, backing up as Ramos. Backpedals, makes the catch about 5 feet in front of the warning track where it's 403 feet. The right there, that's about a 390-foot out, but it's an out. Deep out by Lopes. Two outs for Austin Allen, who struck out looking his first time up. At Wrigley, they were rained out, Cubs and Dodgers. They'll try to make it up tomorrow. Same thing in Cincinnati. Reds supposed to host the Pirates. Kansas City at Baltimore, that was rained out also. So with Mets and Phillies in Philly. There's a ground ball past a diving Padlo in the right field, a base hit by Austin Allen, who is 1-for-2. Guy Tom gets it back in. It's the third Vegas hit and the first single. Sharp ground ball. Padlo, the second baseman, playing in shallow right because of the shift, went diving to his right and couldn't get it. Sharply hit ball. And they were rained out at Yankee Stadium. Yankees and Texas Rangers. Same thing in Cleveland. Cleveland and Toronto. You had 6 rainouts affecting big league play today. Here is Drew Jackson, struck out swinging his first time up. And he tried to hold up on a low breaking ball, went way around. Strike one, it is 0-1. Top of the fourth inning, no score. Austin Allen leading off first. Mike Ford holds him on. The stretch, Espinal from the belt, and the 0-1 pitch. Jackson hits a line drive, caught by the shortstop Diaz. Jackson hit it hard. He was waiting on the off-speed pitch. And a nice, smooth stroke. He hit a line shot, and Diaz, gliding to his left, reached out on the forehand side and got it before it went into left center field. The Aviators are finished in the fourth. 3 well-hit balls, but 2 of them are caught. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning in Sacramento. Still, no score.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division.
99%. Rate 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the fourth. No score. Las Vegas, no runs, three hits, no errors. Zeros across for Sacramento. Here's Elliot Ramos. Colin Wiles pitch. Fastball a little up and away at 89. Ball 1-1-0. Ramos struck out swinging in the first. Wiles has faced 10 men. Retired nine of them. One walk, no hits. He has struck out two. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball to 75 miles an hour. 1-1 on Ramos. Mike Ford and then cleanup man David Villar. The bottom of the third. Nice crowd tonight. Nicest crowd we've had in the series so far. They expect a good crowd tomorrow night, too. Here's the 1-1 from Colin Wiles. Curveball is outside. Same pitch, but he missed away. It's 78. Ball two, 2-1. Big league standings in the American League East. Yankees with a tremendous record of 18-7, leading Tampa by 2.5. Tampa's won 4 in a row. Toronto, 3 back. There's a line drive, base hit to right field. The first hit for Sacramento. Fastball away. Ramos went right with the pitch. Nice job of hitting. Laureano gets it back in. First hit for the Rivercats. Ramos at first with nobody out. The batter, Mike Ford. Ramos has one steal, in case you're wondering, without being caught. Baltimore's 8.5 out, and the Red Sox are 9 out. In the Central, Minnesota leading both the White Sox and Cleveland by 2.5. Kansas City, 5.5 out. Detroit, 6 out. White Sox have won 4 in a row, shaking off a big-time losing streak they'd had prior to that. Ford takes an off-speed breaking ball at 74 miles an hour that slips in there for a strike, nothing and one. No score, bottom of the fourth. In the West, the Angels lead Houston by a game and a half. Astros have won 4 in a row. Seattle, 4.5 out. Texas, 5.5 out. They've also won 4 straight. Oakland, 6 back. They've lost 6 straight. Pitch is just low. Changeup, 1-1. One ball and one strike on Mike Ford. Out of a stretch is Colin Wiles. Ramos off first, the pitch. High foul. Outside first, Thames and Lopes. Thames is right by the dugout, reaching and can't quite get it. The far end of the dugout, Thames was there by the railing, and he leaned into that netting, and he just missed it. It would have been a great catch. So it's 1-2 on Eric, on Mike Ford. Eric Thames getting back to the bag at first. And he and Ramos are talking and smiling and laughing about the near miss on that foul ball. 1-2. Ford, decent power. The outfield playing him fairly deep and to the opposite field for the left-handed batter. Here is the 1-2 from Colin Wiles. Throw to first, and he dives back in. Ramos was leaning, but he got back in there. Check the National League standings. We just reviewed the American League for you. Wiles with a 1-2 now to Mike Ford. The runner goes. Ground ball to first base. Foul. Off-speed breaking ball at 74 miles an hour. Ford pulled it. Ramos on the move. Will head back to first with a 1-2 count. No score. Bottom of the fourth inning here. In the East, National League East, the Mets, 19-9. Atop the East. This is the only time in history, by the way, the first time in history, that two New York teams and two L.A. teams are all in first place. Angels, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees. Here's the 1-2 now on the way. A drive hit in the air to left center. Racing over is Barrera again, and he's there to make a one-handed catch, and he fires it back in there. That wasn't as dramatic of a play as the ball that Genovese hit or the ball that LaStella hit, but still a good play. One on, one out for VR. Anyway, elsewhere, after the Mets in the East, you've got Miami 5.5 out. They've lost 5 in a row, though. Atlanta and the Phillies each 7 out. And Washington bringing up the rear for now, 9.5 out. Throw to first, and just back in there is Ramos. Thames tumbling over to make sure he caught that ball. In the Central, Milwaukee leads the way, 19-8, having won 4 in a row. They've been very consistent. Brewers have won 10 out of 14 at home and 9 out of 13 on the road. Swing and a miss. Strike one on VR, who took a shot at right field with that swing. He had a pop fly to shallow right, and Ramon Laureano racing him at a nice sliding catch of that ball. No score, home half of the fourth. Ramos at first with one out. Wiles looking in. Langoliers throw to first, and they picked him off. Ramos nearly got picked off before. This time he is picked off. First base umpire Anthony Perez hesitated to make sure that Thames had control of the ball, and then he said, you're out. No argument from the River Cats. Two outs. Watching the replay, good move by Wiles with quick feet. And Thames tagged him on the ribcage before he got the hand in there. The pitch low, 1-1 now on VR. Well, Mickey McDonald got picked off first in the ninth inning yesterday, but Las Vegas won the game. There's a swing and a miss. The count is now 1-1. One ball and one strike is the count now. Anyway, Milwaukee leads St. Louis by 3. Pittsburgh 7.5 out. Cubs 8.5 out. The Reds 15 out, and they've lost 9 straight, and they are 3-22. Whoa. Pitch is high, 2-2. I mean, there's some commentators already saying, hey, the Reds are on pace to do worse than the 62 Mets. Well, it's nice for chatter, but there's a long way to go in the season. There's a foul ball off the foot of VR, the ball rolling back to Wiles, 2-2. In the West, the Dodgers are in first, but they're only a half game up on San Diego. Dodgers especially tough at home, winning 10 of 12 at Dodger Stadium. Padres, as I said, half a game out. Rockies are two back. They're off to a decent start, 15-10. And the Giants are only one back. Only one game separates, or they're three back, I should say. Three games separate four teams in that division at this point. Pitch in the dirt, 3-2 on VR. And Arizona's 4.5 out. Everybody in the National League West is at or above 500 at this point. 3-2 on David VR. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fourth. And Wiles kicks his right leg and throws the 3-2. High fouled off to the right. Thames starts for it, but it's well back into the seats. 3-2. Ted Wiens trivia. Who is the oldest living Hall of Famer? The oldest living Hall of Famer is a man I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Willie Mays, who today turns 91 years old. Here's the 3-2 again, and that one is low. Second walk allowed by Wiles, who has struck out two. The batter, Isan Diaz, who cracked his bat flying out to Barrera in center in the second inning. Now we're in the fourth. Willie Mays, say hey, kid. Broke in 1951. He was actually on deck. Bobby Thompson hit his famous home run in the playoff game against the Brooklyn Dodgers at the Polo Grounds off Ralph Branca. Spent a couple of years in the service. Came back in 54. The rest is history. Willie Mays. Here now is Isan Diaz. The pitch. Fastball a little inside, ball one. It's 1-0. VR, not a big lead at first at all. A couple of steps off the bag. Thames straddles the bag there. Here's the 1-0 from Colin Wiles. Fastball down and in. Ball two. It's 2-0. Wiles now 50. Let's see. 57 pitches, 32 strikes. Now they just updated it. 58 pitches and 32 strikes. There you go. 2-0. Here's the pitch. That's low. 3-0. On deck, Kevin Padlo. No score, bottom of the fourth. But with two outs, the walk to VR. Now he's 3-0 on Diaz. This will be Wiles' 60th pitch, the 3-0. Fastball missed a little inside. Wiles thought he had a strike, didn't get the call. So with two outs, back-to-back walks to VR and Diaz. It's The batter, Kevin Padlow. Anyway, for Wiles, this is his fifth start, his second road start. He's been pretty consistent. He beat Reno his first start of the year back on April 9th. Fifth game of the season. He went six innings, allowed two runs earned on seven hits. No walks and four strikeouts. Really looked good. Made one mistake. Camden Dusenak homered. Pitches a breaking ball low. Ball one to Padlow. Padlow struck out looking his first time up to end the second inning. The rough outing for Wiles was in Salt Lake, but it wasn't all his fault. April 17th, half of the 10 runs he allowed were unearned because of errors made behind him, but he did take the loss. Pitches a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Then he made two starts in the recent homestand, a sparkling start beating El Paso. April 23rd, six scoreless innings, five hits. Walking two, striking out four, getting the win. 88 pitches, 54 strikes. Two on, two out. The 1-1 to the right hitter hitting Padlow. He swings at a fastball, fouls it back, 1-2. Last outing was 5 days ago at home against Tacoma. He had no decision. Five innings, four runs earned on eight hits. He walked one, and he struck out five. 83 pitches, 55 strikes. Villar at second, Diaz at first with two outs. This will be a 1-2 pitch to the right-handed hitting second baseman of the River Cats, Kevin Padlow. The look by Wiles. Now he steps off and looks the runner back at second base. No throw. Villar back to the bag. In the inning, Ramos singled and got picked off. Ford flied out, but then Wiles wobbling a bit, walking Villar and Diaz. It is 1-2 on Padlow. Wiles resets and kicks and throws. Curveball a little outside. That was a good pitch. And Langoliers knows it. He pointed his mitt out to Wiles if they say, that's all right, stay with that. 2-2. Padlow showed a good eye to take that pitch just off the corner at 79 miles an hour. Villar away from second. Diaz off first. Outfield straight away, except Kelly is shading toward the line, leaving a big gap in left center. The 2-2. On the outside corner, strike three called. 90-mile-an-hour pitch. Padlow looks up at the sky, and that's that. Third strikeout for Wiles, and he's out of trouble despite a single and two walks. He helped himself with a pickoff and striking out the last batter on a pitch right over the outside edge. In the River Cats fourth, no runs, one hit. No errors. They leave two. On to the fifth inning, there is no score.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You've heard all about the Purple mattresses. They're really, and this word gets tossed around a lot, but it fits here. They're revolutionary. The GelFlex grid system offers the perfect combination of sleep-inducing, comfort-enhancing, and pressure-relieving support. And it stays the perfect temperature all night long. The mattresses are amazing. The pillows are amazing. Even the sheets are amazing. And right now, during the Purple Spring Refresh, save up to $700 on the Purple Sleep System. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. And we go to the fifth inning, 0-0. Kind of like the second game of the series, the matinee Wednesday, which was a pitcher's duel. Line drive down the right field line, foul. The first pitch, it was a changeup thrown by Reynald Espinal, and Dalton Kelly hit it hard but pulled it foul. Strike one. Kelly 0-for-1, flat out to left, opening up the third. After Kelly, it's the top of the order for Las Vegas. Mickey McDonald and Ramon Laureano against starter Reynald Espinal. So far, four innings, no runs, three hits. He's walked two and struck out eight in just four innings. Kelly tried to check his swing at a low off-speed pitch. The appeal, strike, says Jonathan Parra. He said Kelly went around too far. 0-2 is the count on Dalton Kelly. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. He's out of there. Cutter at 84, got him. Nine strikeouts for Espinal. And with one out, the batter Mickey McDonald, who has struck out looking and hit a liner out over second, which was short hop by Diaz, who snow-coned it and threw Mickey out by less than a step. Third baseman VR on the grass in case of a bunt. Mickey batting left-handed, waits. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike at 83 miles an hour, 0-1. Base is empty, one gone, top of the fifth. 0-0 here in Sacramento. Pitch outside, 1-1. This date in baseball history, May the 6th, 1915. Babe Ruth was pitching for the Red Sox, and he had three hits, including his first major league home run, the first of 714 for the Babe. McDonald tried to uppercut a low pitch, and he went around. Strike two, 1-2. He hit it off Jack Warhop of the Yankees at the Polo Grounds. Here's the 1-2. Fastball is outside, 2-2. Yep. That was before there was such a thing as Yankee Stadium. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Mickey McDonald. Fastball low, 3-2. Full count and a pitch. Mickey swings at a fastball, fouls it back. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth, and a scoreless tie. Ramon Laureano's on deck, and then Luis Barrera after that. Here's the 3-2 again. High ball four. Nice at back by McDonald. As the third walk allowed by Espinal, it comes with one out in the fifth, and they've got to keep an eye on Mickey McDonald. Mickey did get picked off in the ninth inning yesterday. But remember, last year between the Aviators and AA Midland, if he added up, he was 18 for 18 in steals. And Mickey is 4 for 4 for the Aviators in steals this year. So they know they've got to watch him. And they throw over there right away, and Mickey dives back in. Laureano is the only Aviator to reach base twice so far. He walked his first time up. Then on an 0-2 pitch, he blasted one to deep right center that bounced and went over the fence for an automatic double. Here's the stretch. Mickey goes. The pitch is inside, and the ball is dropped by Genovese. So Mickey McDonald steals second. He's now 5 for 5 in steals, and the count is 1-0 on Ramon Laureano. Mickey had a good jump, and he can really motor. Outfield fairly deep for Laureano, and they shade him to pull. The infield playing him to pull also. It's not a big-time shift for him, but the shortstop Diaz is swung over to the hole and a step back on the fringe of the outfield grass. Here's the 1-0 look and the pitch. Up and in. Laureano had a duck out of the way of that ball. Pitch off speed, got away from Espinal, 81 miles an hour near the bill of his helmet, 2-0. Luis Barrera batting third tonight, waits on deck. 2-0. Laureano waiting. McDonald, great speed off second. The stretch by Espinal. And the 2-0 pitch. Pickoff, throw to second base. They got him trapped. They're running him back toward third. And Mickey is tagged out at third. Second baseman Kevin Padlow took the throw from Espinal. And Mickey, who got picked off in the ninth inning off first base yesterday, is picked off here. They might call it a caught stealing. But any way you slice it, he's out. Padlow ran him down all to the second baseman, ran him down all the way to third base. Two outs. Laureano takes a pitch in the dirt. It's 3-0. So I'll check with the score, but I believe that's a caught stealing. It goes 1-4. Here's the 3-0. Laureano takes a strike, 3-1. Two outs, nobody on. In the Vegas fifth, 3-1 on Ramon Laureano. The pitch, fastball lifted in the air to right. That's playable. Moving in is Tom. Moving in some more. He's got it, and that's the inning. In the fifth inning, the Aviators, no runs, no hits, no errors, and this time nobody left. After 4.5, nothing has been settled. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning in a 0-0 tie.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Bottom of the fifth inning, no score in the game. What a duel here. Reynal Espinal for Sacramento. Colin Wiles through four innings. No runs, one hit. He's walked three, struck out three, 65 pitches, 35 strikes for Wiles. Bottom of the order coming up. Luke Williams takes a pitch, a little high ball one. Williams walked and was forced out in the third inning. Kai Tom is on deck. Williams, before he got called up, was 7 for 12, a 583 average. That's how you get called up. He hits a line drive, base hit to left field, and he's at it again. He got an off-speed pitch at 73 miles an hour and just served it out there to Dalton Kelly on two bounces. So there is just the second hit off of Wiles, and it brings up Kai Tom, who grounded to second baseman Lopes, who turned it into a force play. Curveball in the middle of the plate. And catcher Ricardo Genovese is up on deck. Three hits for the Aviators, two hits for the Rivercats. Wind is picking up, blowing out harder than it was earlier. And once again, the infield, a double play dip. McDonald at third is in, though, near the edge of the infield grass. The left-hander hitting Tom settles in, and the pitch is a foul ball off to the left out of play and a fastball strike one, 0-1. You don't remember this date in baseball history. This date in 1917, Bob Groom of the St. Louis Browns threw a no-hitter. What made it interesting was his teammate Ernie Kube had thrown a no-hitter the previous day against the White Sox. And the White Sox were really good in 1917. I believe they won the whole thing. High foul, outside third. McDonald on the run, and Mickey's not going to have room for this one. It's back in a few rows in. 0-2. Left fielder Kelly playing way over to the line for the left-hand hitting Tom. Center fielder Barrera shallow and well over toward left center. Wiles with the 0-2 pitch. Outside, ball one. 1-2. No runs, three hits, no errors for Las Vegas. No runs, two hits, no errors for Sacramento. Bottom of the fifth. Wiles. Stretch position, ready. Williams off first. The pitch. High pop-up. Shallow right. Lopes going out. Laureano coming in. It's Laureano to make the catch. And racing back to first base is Williams. You can tell these two teams know each other from scouting reports and what have you, because Williams was only about 20 feet off the bag when Laureano made the catch. But Williams obviously knows that Laureano has a rifle for an arm, and so he raced back to first base. One out. Here's Genovese, the catcher. He drove one into left center, and Luis Pereira went racing over and made a nice sliding catch on the forehand side. Rivercats get action now to bullpen. Number 28, right-hander Luis Ortiz is throwing. He's thrown once in the series thus far. Throw to first, and back in with a dive is Luke Williams. Langelier sets up. Throw to first again, and he's back in there. Game two. The Aviators led 1-0 after five. Sort of similar to this, but now we're 0-0 in the bottom of the fifth. The stretch. Williams bluffs. The pitch is inside. Langeliers fakes a throw to first. No throw. Ball one. 1-0 on Ricardo Genovese. 246 average. Two homers. 12 batted in. In this series, he is 1 out of 8, though he has it safely in 6 of his last 7 games. Right-handed hitter catcher. Batting ninth. Genovese, who's from Caracas, Venezuela. He's only 22 years old. He'll be 23 soon, in about a week. Pitch inside, 2-0. Boring number 14, backs out of the box for a moment. Third base coach Holbrook Cabrera vigorously going through some motions in the third base box. Wouldn't be shocked to see Williams running here, but we'll see. The stretch by Wiles. Williams has about a 4-step lead. Swing and a miss, strike one. 2-1 on Ricardo Genovese. On deck, leadoff man Tommy La Stella. Two and one. Williams again, a decent leadoff first. Swing and a miss again. Same pitch. Pitch cutting away from him at 85 miles an hour. You might see that same pitch again. 2-2. Wiles now 74 pitches, 40 strikes. He stretched out to the point where he could go 90, but we'll see. Depends how things go here. 2-2 pitch. Same pitch, but this time he laid off it and was down and away. 3-2. So a full count on one out. And Williams, again, might be on the move here. What you risk is if Genovese misses it, you risk the strike him out, throw him out, double play. Let's see if they want to send him. 3-2 stretch, he goes. Grumble up the third baseline, hits the bag, and goes over McDonald's head down the left field line. Kelly over to run it down. Around third is Williams. Here comes the throw home. He's in there. Down to second goes Genovese. The Rivercats lead it 1-0. I don't know that McDonald would have been able to stop that ball anyway, but once it hit the bag, nobody could have stopped it. And it caromed down the left field line, and Kelly ran over to get it. Williams ran around third. Kelly's throw was short of the target. It is an RBI double by Ricardo Genovese. And that breaks the ice. 1-0 Rivercats, bottom of the fifth. Here's La Stella. Curveball, that's a strike. Good pitch at 74 miles an hour. Drop right in there. La Stella has popped out to third and lined out to left center on a good running catch by Luis Pereira in the third. Now we're in the fifth. Genovese at second with one out. 1-0 catch. Each team has 3 hits. The 0-1 to La Stella. Wiles, a chest-high set. A look back at second. The pitch. Cutter, a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch at 84. It's 0-2. The veteran La Stella, 2 out of 7 in this rehab stint. coming back from surgery last October to repair an issue with his Achilles. Tommy Lestella, 0-2. Wiles looks at second. Genovese, not a big lead. The 0-2. Fastball foul back. He came right after him on the 0-2. Lestella fought it off. On deck, Elliot Ramos. Ortiz throwing in the Sacramento pen. Nobody throwing in the Vegas pen. Wiles now at 80 pitches, 45 strikes. 0-2 to count on the left-handed hitting veteran Tommy Lestella. Wiles set again, the 0-2. Curveball, a dunker into shallow left center. Jackson, the shortstop, backs out to make the catch. Two down. And now the batter, Elliot Ramos, who has struck out. And then in the fourth inning, he got the first hit off of Wiles, a line drive opposite field single to right, and then promptly got picked off by Wiles. Each team has had one man picked off in this game. One nothing Cats in the bottom of the fifth. Aviators have been shut out through five on three hits. They've had a couple of chances. Leadoff double by Thames in the second. They left runners at first and second in the third. They had McDonald at second, one out in the fifth. And they've been shut out to this point. Here now is the pitch. High foul to the right, slicing back out of play. Strike one, 0-1. One strike on the right-handed hitting center fielder, Elliot Ramos. Wiles quickly with a new ball has Langelier signed. Genovese off second. The 0-1 pitch from the right hitter, Colin Wiles. Here it is. A dunker into shallow right, racing in and toward the line is Laureano. He can't get there. The ball bounces past him. Genovese scores. Ramos racing around second base is going to try for third. The throw by Laureano. He's safe. It is 2-0 Sacramento. When Ramos hit it, it looked like Laureano had a chance to catch it. He got a good jump, but the ball was sinking quickly. And he came racing in, and the ball bounced near his feet and then went past him. Genovese scored easily. Ramos ran for third. And I'll tell you, Laureano with that arm, he threw it all the way to Mickey McDonald at the bag on the fly. The ball was slightly off target. And Ramos is safe. We'll have to wait and see how they score that. It is 2-0 now in favor of the River Cats, and the pitch is a ball to Mike Ford. 1-0. Ford has popped out and flied out. They haven't put an error up on the board yet. It's obviously, here's the pitch. Change up outside, 2-0. It is obviously a base hit. You can't give Laureano an error for not catching that ball. He's running full speed. It's a base hit and an RBI. I'll try to find out that scoring decision. Here's the 2-0. That's a strike, 2-1. All right, it is an RBI base hit and an error on Laureano. The question is it a single? I believe it's a single and a two-base error. The pitch, that's in for a strike to Mike Ford. Now 2-2. It is a single and a two-base error. The pitch, Ford takes it just outside. Boy, that was close. Whoa, 3-2 is the count now. Aviators are going to get somebody up on the bullpen now. It's 2-0 River Cats, and despite all that's happened, the ground ball hitting the bag at third, ball rolling by Laureano, Aviators are still very much in the game. 3-2 pitch is foul back, still 3-2. But Wiles can give his team a big boost if he can get the last out without Ramos scoring. Again, it's a single, an RBI, and an error on Laureano getting Ramos over to third. 3-2 on Mike Ford. Hitting 289, two homers, five batted in. The stretch and the payoff. Fastball, low, ball four. The batter's the cleanup man, David Villar. A right-hander throwing in the Vegas pen. Pitching coach Steve Connolly with a jacket on, walking out to have a word here with Wiles, in part to give the reliever more time to get ready. I believe that's Austin Pruitt. Can't see the number clearly, but I believe that's Pruitt throwing in the bullpen. He's thrown. Nope, that's not Austin Pruitt. That is Parker Markell. Markell throwing in the bullpen now. All right. Pitching coach Steve Connolly has returned to the Aviators dugout first base way. And here's VR, flat out to shallow right on a nice sliding play by Laureano. Then he walked in the fourth. 2-0 Rivercats. Runners at the corners, two down, bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Up and away, ball one. 1-0. In the inning, Williams singled. Tom popped out to right. Genovis, a sharp ground ball that hit third base and caromed over Mickey McDonald's head down the line for a double, knocking in Williams. Listella popped out for the second out. Pitches a strike, 1-1. Then the big play, Ramos, a little flare in the shallow right. Laureano raced in, tried to make a shoestring grab and couldn't, and the ball rolled behind him. It went as an RBI single, scoring Genovese. And Ramos went to third on the two-base error by Laureano. Then Ford walked. The 1-1 popped up, foul. First base way. It looks like Thames has room. He's on the grass. He's got it. And that's the inning. Probably it for Wiles, who's now in the low 90s. I believe that was his 93rd pitch. The Rivercats do break the ice, though. They score the first two runs of the game on three hits. There was one Las Vegas error and two men left on base. At the end of five, Rivercats 2, Aviators nothing.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
A little Led Zeppelin here. And so, in the sixth inning, where we're headed right now, there's a new pitcher for the Rivercats, Renner Luis Ortiz. Well, they couldn't ask for much more out of Reynald Espinal, who lived up to his numbers. You remember, he came in with a 1-0 record and a 2.3 ERA. You don't hear about that much at AAA anymore. Pitches a strike, certainly not in the Pacific Coast League. And he gives way now to the big righty, Luis Ortiz, 6'3", 230 pounds, 26 years old from Sangor, California. Pitched at Round Rock last year when he was Texas Ranger property. Pitch way inside, moving Luis Barrera off the plate. One ball and one strike to count. So Espinal is the pitcher of record. We got a long way to go in the game, but he goes five shutout innings and only allows three hits. He walked three and struck out nine. Most strikeouts against the Aviators by any opposing pitcher so far this year. Fastball up and in at 92. 2-1 on Luis Barrera. I don't have the totals pitch-wise for Espinal, but I'll try to get them for you. Luis Ortiz chomping on the gum, reading Genovese. Barrera has struck out and walked against Espinal. Slider a little low. 3-1 on Barrera. Ortiz signed as a minor league free agent this past February. He's had 0-2 record, a 7.41 ERA. This is his eighth appearance. He's made one spot start. The 3-1. Barrera swings through that fastball at 95, and it's 3-2. Ortiz, 17 innings, 22 hits, allowed two home runs, and a wonderful walk-to-strikeout ratio. You begin to wonder why his ERA is so high. Two walks, 21 strikeout. Here's the 3-2 to Barrera, and he swings and fouls that fastball back at 93. Luis Ortiz pitching for the second time in the series. On deck, Shea Langeliers and Eric Thames. 2-0 River Cats in the top of the sixth. Aviators. Here's the 3-2 now. And Barrera swings and misses at a fastball at 95, strike three. Throw it right by him. One out of the batter, Shea Langeliers. Ortiz pitched two innings of relief in game one on Tuesday. That was the game of the River Cats, 1-4-3, and the Aviators were kicking themselves at the end of that game because they left 12 men on base, eight of them in scoring position, and also aided the Cats with three errors that led to two unearned runs. Pitch foul back, strike 1-0-1. Vimal Machin, who's hit well in the series but made all three of those errors, given the night off tonight, most likely be back in there tomorrow. Langelier struck out twice against Espinal. Now he goes up against Ortiz. Anyway, on Tuesday, when he threw those two innings, Ortiz allowed no runs on one hit. He walked one, and he struck out four. Struck out Langelier's the one time he faced him. Pitch is low, 1-1. Back Barrera, who just struck out, had the only hit off of Ortiz in his two-inning stint. Base is empty, one out, top of the sixth. The 1-1. Langeliers trying to hold up on that pitch inside, and he went way around. Fastball tying him up inside at 94. One ball and two strikes. Eric Thames on deck. And if anyone gets on, Christian Lopes would be up. The 1-2 pitch. Langeliers sends a fly ball to right. That should be caught. Tom moves a little bit toward right center, waiting. He's got it. There are two outs in the Las Vegas sixth. Langeliers 0-for-3. Here's Eric Thames. He has double a right and struck out against starter Raynel Espinal. Two nothing Sacramento. Rivercats trying to get even in the series here. Time called bullpen gate in route and right where the Aviators are. Is open. Now they have to close that. So Markell throwing out there. Most likely he'll be pitching in the bottom of this inning, the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. That slider down low at 86. Ball one. 1-0 on Thames. So Colin Wiles. Five innings. He's charged with two runs and they're earned on four hits. Thames swings and misses at a slider. 1-1. Wiles walked three men in his five innings of work. And also struck out three, and he'll go out for the moment at least, trailing 2-0. Thames up with a 1-1 count, the pitch. Chopper fouled outside first, hits the screen and the far end of the Aviators dugout near first base. Nick Allen also taking the night off. Out there with his hood on, sitting in the folding chair. 1-2. Top of the sixth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Las Vegas batting here, trailing the River Cats 2-0. Thames takes high. Ball two. 2-2. Thames struck out when he faced Ortiz on Tuesday. Here is the 2-2 look by Luis Ortiz and the pitch. Fastball, line foul to the left. That's out of play. 94 miles an hour. Two and two. Ortiz, a new ball from the plate ump, Michael Raines. Thames wags the bat near the left shoulder. Here's the look and the wind in the 2-2. Slider swung on and tipped into Genovese Smith, strike three. So Ortiz works a 1-2-3-6 with two strikeouts. That's 11 strikeouts for River Cats pitching thus far in this game. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Parker Markell coming in from the bullpen as expected. River Cats 2, Aviators nothing.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hello again. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Russ Langer here in Sacramento. River Cats leading 2-0. Parker Markell in to replace starter Colin Wiles. Well, Wiles came in with a 2-1 record, but he pitched pretty decently. Five innings, two runs on four hits. But his team has been blanked through six. So he goes out trailing 2-0. At number 30, Parker Markell. Facing Isan Diaz, who's flat out and walked. Diaz looks at a strike, 0-1. For Wiles, 93 pitches through five innings, 53 of them for strikes. For River Cats starter Reynald Espinal, 80 pitches through five, 49 strikes. Pitched exceptionally well. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, takes it low, 1-1. Parker Markell, number 30, 6'4", 227 pounds, 31 years old. Phoenix suburb of Peoria. Facing Diaz, Kevin Padlo, and then Luke Williams, the number seven hitter. Fastball, swing and a miss. Came up and in with that heater at 93. One ball and two strikes is the count. Wiles pitched well enough to keep his team in the game and had shut out ball until the fifth when the River Cats scratched for two runs and they have a 2-0 lead. Here's the pitch. On the inside corner, strike three call. Good breaking ball at 79 miles an hour. Diaz knew it. Nice pitch by Markell. For Markell, this is his 11th game. He's had the best numbers of any of the Aviators relievers. Him and Jorge Ruiz have the best numbers. Markell is 3-0 with a 1.64 ERA in 11 innings. Walking seven, but striking out a dozen. And now here's Padlo, who struck out twice against Wiles. Both times looking. The pitch is a little low, ball one, 1-0. Markell in the opener back on Tuesday here. Worked in relief. Good slider. Swung on and missed. 1-1. He was the last man out of the bullpen. He came in. And he allowed a base hit by Bryce Johnson that knocked in David Villar. But that run was charged to Aaron Brown, who ultimately got the loss. Slider low. 2-1. Ultimately, Markell, when an inning and two-thirds, was charged with no runs on the one hit, a walk and a strikeout. Did not face Padlo, who was still up in the big leagues at that particular time. One out, nobody on, in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. It's a 2-2 count. Markell got that one up to 94 miles an hour. Game five tomorrow night. Left-hander Jared Koenig, 1-2 for Las Vegas against righty Sean Jelly. 2-1 for the River Cats. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. That was a nasty curveball by Markell. 78 miles an hour with hard downward action. But Markell strikes out. Diaz looking. Padlo swinging. Padlo 0 for 3 with a 3 strikeouts. And with two outs, here's Luke Williams. Williams against Wiles walked and was forced out and then singled to spark that two-run rally. He swings and misses strike one. Wiles has a long, semi-blonde sort of Kid Rock hair that he's up there with a strike one count. Markell with a sign from Langoliers, and the right-hander sets and throws. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike at 80 miles an hour. That's the same pitch he just used to strike out Padlo. Now it's 0-2 on Luke Williams, who's from Park Ridge, Illinois, out of the Phillies organization. They traded him. Phillies traded him to the Giants March 27th of this year. The 0-2. Curve down and in. Same pitch, but he missed. One ball and two strikes. Well, because of the way the rosters are, once again, the Aviators have the luxury of having a lot of well-rested guys out there. Almost everyone could pitch. A couple of exceptions. There's a called third strike on the outside corner. Another breaking ball. He stayed with a curveball, and he caught Williams window shopping. Curveball at 79 on the outside edge. Markell strikes out the side. All three outs. Striking out. Two looking, one swinging. We go to the seventh inning. River Cats 2, Aviators nothing.
About a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'm about to change your life with one word. Ready? Purple. Purple mattresses are unlike anything you've ever slept on. Purple's breathable Gel-Flex grid construction lets you sleep softly but firmly, supports with flexibility. There's absolutely nothing like it out there. Your shoulders will love it. Your back will love it. Your hips will love it. You'll love it. And right now at Best Mattress, get up to a $200 instant gift with the purchase of any Purple mattress. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Welcome back. We go to the seventh inning. 2-0 Sacramento. Luis Ortiz worked a 1-2-3-6 in relief of starter Reynald Espinal. Now he faces Christian Lopes. First pitch, fastball, foul back, out of play, strike one. Lopes has struck out and flied out to deep center. Christian at 2.46 with no homers, five batted in, but still hitless in the series in 11 at-bats. Austin Allen on deck, and then Drew Jackson in the top of the seventh. Check swing foul, or breaking ball, it's 0-2. Luis Ortiz, he's from Sanger, California, which is south of here at Sacramento. It's 185 miles or so down south. Pitch foul back, 0-2. Lopes hanging in there. Base is empty, nobody out, top of the seventh inning. Sanger is actually in Fresno County. Pitch is low, 1-2. Located 12, 13 miles outside of Fresno itself. One and two. Ortiz nods yes to the catcher, Genovese, the 1-2 pitch. Lopes takes it just outside. A fastball at 96, 2-2 now. Former NFL coach Tom Flores from Sanger. Is a swing and a miss. Breaking ball got Lopes. Ortiz has faced four men and struck out three of them. 12 strikeouts for Sacramento pitching. Lopes 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. And here's Austin Allen, who has struck out and singled. He's 1 for 2. 2-0 Cats in the seventh inning. Pitch is low to Austin Allen. Ball one. 1-0. Ortiz was the Texas Rangers' top draft pick in 2014 out of Sanger High School. Here's the 1-0. Allen looks at a strike. 1-1 now. Big league time with Baltimore. Just a few games. I mentioned his numbers at Round Rock last year. 2-2 with a 4.6 ERA, mostly out of the bullpen. Breaking ball in low. 2-1. On Austin Allen. Drew Jackson next, and Dalton Kelly would be up fourth. Both bullpens quiet. They obviously want Ortiz to finish this inning. And it looks like they're going to leave Markell in for the bottom of this seventh inning. Allen swings and misses. Strike two. 2-2. Ortiz, fastball, slider, changeup, his main three. Now the 2-2 pitch on the way. Fastball up and in at 93. Goes all the way to Austin Allen, three balls and two strikes. Don't have the announced attendance yet, but I believe this is the biggest crowd of the series so far. They expect a nice crowd tomorrow. Here's the 3-2. Allen hits a broken bat fly ball to right. Tom in position to make the catch. That's two outs, and the barrel went all the way near the first base dugout. So Allen is 1 for 3, a crack bat fly ball to right, and here is Drew Jackson against the starter Espinal. He struck out and then lined out to the shortstop Diaz. 0 for 2 in this game, 0 for 4 in the series. 2-0 Rivercats, seventh inning. And the pitch from Ortiz. Fastball way high, ball one. It's 1-0. Now to 1-0. Jackson swings and bounces a breaking ball. Foul back and near the third base on deck area. 1-1 on Drew Jackson. Ortiz heaves a deep sigh, checks with Genovese. Big right hander's 1-1. Breaking ball, foul back. He hung that ball. Jackson fouled it right back to the netting. Strike two. I count now 1 ball and 2 strikes on Drew Jackson, getting a chance to play shortstop today. Nick Allen getting the night off. A 1-2 pitch. Up and in, ball two. It is 2-2. Back comes Ortiz on the 2-2. It's way outside. Fastball at 94. The count has gone all the way now. 3-2. Aviators 10-8 at home. 5-4 on the road. Trailing 2-0. Another tight game, and it's generally been a tight series. Ground ball on the third baseline. Gloved at the line by Villar. His throw to first base gets Jackson. 5-3 putout. Ortiz, two perfect innings out of the bullpen for the Rivercats. We're in the stretch half of the seventh inning. The score, Sacramento 2, the Aviators nothing.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories to help make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of Truck Month. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Yes, we're here in Sacramento. Parker Markell struck out the side in the sixth inning, and they want him to throw the seventh inning also to the 8-9-1 hitter, starting with Kaye Tom. Tom takes a fast strike at 94 miles an hour, 0-1. Tom against Wiles, grounded into a force out and popped out to right. Ricardo Genovese on deck, and then Tommy La Stella after that. Bottom of the seventh, 2-0, Sacramento. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Good pitch. Markell jumps ahead 0-2. Markell has only been scored upon in one of his 10 outings before tonight. Brett Sullivan of El Paso homered off of him. April 23rd, that's really the only blemish on his whole record. Pitch roll foul to the first base dugout. It's 0-2 still. Parker Michael Markell. Big league time for the Mariners and Pirates. And in the minor league system of the Tampa Bay Rays, Diamondbacks, Angels, Padres, and now Oakland. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball popped into shallow center field. Coming in is Barrera. Luis pulls up and makes the catch. Tom 0 for 3. One out on the bottom of the seventh inning. Ricardo Genovese is 1 for 2. He had the single biggest hit in this game, after getting extra bases taken away from him with a drive to deep left center. And Luis Barrera ran it down with a sliding catch. He batted with a runner at first and one out in the fifth in a scoreless time game. Hit a ground ball down to third baseline. It hit the bag and caromed over Mickey McDonald's head for a double, knocking in the first run of the game. Breaking ball, little low, ball one. One out later, he scored when Ramos dropped a little flare in front of Laureano. That's it. One out, nobody on, bottom of the seventh, 2-0 Sacramento. Markel delivers. Good curveball, and I guess it missed. That was a nice-looking pitch. 2-0. Ortiz has gone two innings in relief for the Rivercats. And another right-hander is throwing in their bullpen now. Here's the pitch. Fastball low, 3-0. Markel also had independent ball time with the Sioux City Explorers. Here's the 3-0. He's swinging 3-0, and he fouls it back. That's interesting. 3-1 the count. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Rivercats. Las Vegas, no runs, three hits, and one error. Fastball in there. Strike two, call at the knees. Good pitch at 94 miles an hour. 3-2. While he was with the Sioux City Explorers, Markel had kind of a traumatic incident. He had a concussion and a ruptured right eardrum. Pitch foul away. After being hit by a batted ball during live batting practice in spring training with the Sioux City Explorers. That was in 2018. Scary stuff. Here's a 3-2 to Genovese. Breaking ball hit deep to left toward the corner. Kelly races over. The ball bounces off the warning track and hits the wall. Kelly runs it down, and Genovese pulls into second base with a double. The one thing about Genovese, batting ninth, he was 1-for-7 coming into this game in this series. He's hit everything hard. That's his second double. He hooked it deep into the left field corner. First hit off of Markel. Fifth hit for Sacramento. Here's Listella. Popped out, lined out, and popped out again. Now the Aviators get another right-hander up in the bullpen now. Looks like Ryan Castellani. Rivercats 2, Aviators nothing in the bottom of the seventh inning. Markel, ready the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike on the inside half of the knees. Good pitch, 94 miles an hour. One strike on Tommy Listella. Markel, well-traveled right-hander. I don't know, up to a good start this year. He's had a very good first month. Genova is at second, one out. The 0-1 to Listella. Fastball poked in the air, foul to the left, slicing about 10 rows back out of play. 0-2. Patrick Rotolo, a right-hander who got the save in game one, throwing in the bullpen for Sacramento. Rotolo for the Rivercats, Castellani in the Vegas bullpen. 0-2. Markel reads Langoliers. Listella 2-for-8 in the rehab stint with a home run that he hit yesterday. The 0-2. Breaking ball, he checked to swing the ball in the dirt, smothered by Langoliers. Good save by Langoliers. It is 1-2 now. Hash House will go scores in Reno. They're in the seventh inning. Round Rock 17, Reno 4. Round Rock has 17 hits, and they're batting in the top of the seventh. Markel set at the belt. 1-2 breaking ball in the dirt. He checked his swing. Ball two. It is 2-2 now on Tommy Listella. Sugarland knocked off El Paso earlier, 9-1. Oklahoma City Dodgers got 17 hits and beat Albuquerque 9-2. And Salt Lake, 9-5 winners at home over the Tacoma Rainiers. As a bounding ball fouled outside first. A fastball at 95 in on the thumbs of Listella. We'll update everything, big leagues and Pacific Coast League for you on the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard as part of the post-game show. 33-year-old Tommy La Stella. Braves, Cubs, Angels, Oakland. Played collegially at St. John's. The pitch. Up and away. Now it's 3-2. He's from Westwood, New Jersey. Full count. Genovese at second. One out. Bottom of the seventh. 2-0 Cats. Markel sets and throws on the 3-2. Breaking ball to the backstop. Ball four. And not only is it ball four, but it's a wild pitch, which gets Genovese over to third. So Markel overthrowing the 3-2. Langeliers came out of his crouch, but the ball deflected off his glove. And it's a walk, putting runners at the corners along, coupled with the wild pitch with one out. That brings up Elliot Ramos. Here comes Fran Reardon. Reardon arrives at the mound now. Claps his hands. That's it. Markel will be pulled after an inning and a third. He'll leave with runners at the corners and one out. And they want Ryan Castellani to try to get out of this. Bottom of the seventh. Sacramento leading 2-0. A pitching change. Runners at the corners, one out. Back with more action after this.
Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Ryan Castellani deals, and the pitch is fouled away by Elliot Ramos. Castellani comes right back and throws strike two called. 0-2, Castellani in relief of Parker Markel. Runners at the corners, one out, bottom of the seventh. Sacramento leads 2-0. Castellani, the third Las Vegas pitcher, the 0-2. Fastball down and away at 93. It's 1-2. Castellani born in Philadelphia, but they moved, a family moved to Arizona when he was just 10. He lives in Scottsdale, 26 years old, 6'4", 226 pounds, a lot of time in the Rockies organization. Runners at the corners, one out, the 1-2. Fastball low, 2-2. Ramos has struck out, single had been picked off, and then hit that little flare in front of Laureano for an RBI single. The ball rolled past Laureano for a two-base error. But the error didn't hurt the Aviators. It was the base hit that knocked in Genovese to make it a 2-0 game. The 2-2. Ground ball slowly towards second. Lopes Pickett, his only play is to first in time. On the play, Genovese scores. And La Stella goes down to second. and it's now 3-0 in favor of the Rivercats. Slowly hit ground ball the opposite way. Their Lopes did not have any other play. Well, Ramos gets his second RBI. Genovese, who got to third on a wild pitch by Markel, scores the run. Two outs. Listella at second. It is a 3-0 lead for the Rivercats in the seventh inning. And here's Ford against Wiles. He popped out and flied out and then walked. Markel, an inning and a third. That run that just scored is charged to him. Here's the pitch. Fastball low and away. Ball one. It's 1-0. Castellani, 2-0 with a 5.4 ERA. This is his seventh game. He has the team best three saves in 6 2/3 innings. Wiles, Markel, and Castellani. The 1-0 to Ford. That's a little bit inside, close, 2-0. 5,132, the official paid crowd tonight in Sacramento. The Aviators have not been shut out in a game this year. This is their 28th game, but they've been blanked through seven so far here. Here's the pitch. Inside, it's now 3-0 on Mike Ford with David Villar, the cleanup man, on deck. Castellani bends at the waist, reading Langoliers. Tall righty stretches now. And the 3-0. Ford takes ball four. Pitch too far outside. Fifth walk allowed by Las Vegas pitching in a game. Two on, two out in the seventh. And here's VR. Flat out to right, walked and fouled out to the first baseman Thames. He was the last man that starter Colin Wiles faced. Castellani, first time pitching in this series. During the last homestand, he did not pitch in the El Paso series because he was still in the big leagues with Oakland. He pitched twice in the Tacoma series, winning both times. Swing and a miss, strike one. He allowed a big home run to Marcus Wilson in one game where he was charged with a blown save, but the walk-off home run by Langoliers gave him the win. And 2 days later, he got the win against Tacoma with a hitless inning and a third. There's a high foul off to the right out of play. 0-2 on David Villar. In the inning with Markel pitching, Tom popped out to center. Then Genovese doubled into the left field corner. Listella walked. And on ball four, wild pitch got Genovese to third. Ramos facing Castellani grounded out to drive Genovese in. And Ford drew a walk. Here's the 0-2 to Villar. Ground ball back up the middle through into center. That's a base hit. Listella's going to get held up as the throw comes in by Barrera on one hop to Langoliers. Perfect throw by Barrera. Langoliers down on one knee right next to home plate. And third base coach Holbert Cabrera wisely holding up the rehabbing Tommy Listella. Great throw by Barrera. The single does load the bases with two outs. And it brings up Diaz against Wiles. He cracked his bat while flying out to center and then walked. And then against Markel, he struck out looking. Six hits for Sacramento, two in this inning plus two walks. And yet the Aviators are still in the game, down 3-0 in the seventh, but it's up to Castellani to get Diaz. 0-2 in this game, 3-12 in the series. The pitch, high pop-up. Third base, down the line, McDonald and Kelly. And McDonald backpedals and makes the catch in shallow left near the line as Kelly slides in behind him. And the inning is over. One run, do score in addition to the two they got in the fifth. In this inning, one run, two hits, no errors. They leave three on base. We head to the eighth inning. Rivercats 3, Aviators nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories to help make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of Truck Month.
Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back. Okay, we go to the eighth inning. Las Vegas and the Rivercats in Game 4. Rivercats' win would even up the series at 2 apiece and get the two teams tied for first going into tomorrow. A Vegas win would put them up 3-1 in the series. It would be their third straight win if they can get it, but they're down 3-0 in the eighth. The new pitcher, righty Patrick Rutolo. And the pitch inside, ball one to Dalton Kelly. So Luis Ortiz, two perfect innings relief, and he struck out three of the six. Reynald Espinal, the starter, went five scoreless. He's still a pitcher of record. Rutolo, R-U-O-T-O-L-O, 5'10", 205 pounds, 27 years old, out of Beverly, Massachusetts, 27th round pick by the Giants in 2015. It's his second appearance in the series. Rutolo, in four games, no record, a 1-2-3 ERA over 7 1/3. Four walks, nine strikeouts. He deals a fastball for a strike at 90 miles an hour to Dalton Kelly. 2-1 the count. Kelly has flied out and struck out. After him, it's the top of the order, Mickey McDonald and Ramon Laureano. The 2-1 to Dalton Kelly. Fastball, a little dribble up the first baseline. Over to get it is Rutolo. He's going to pick it up and go to the bag himself and step on it. First baseman Ford came off the bag and then hesitated. And when he hesitated, he took himself out of the play. So Rutolo not only had to run the ball down, he had to get over to first himself, and he makes that play on Kelly unassisted. One out for Mickey McDonald, who has struck out, grounded out, and walked, and then got picked off second base after stealing second in the fifth. Rutolo went to the University of Connecticut. Giants got him in the 27th round in 2016. He also played hockey in high school. Breaking ball inside, overhand curve. In a four-game span in high school, Rutolo threw three no-hitters. There's a drive in a shallow right center. A diving effort by Tom, and he can't get it. The ball goes by him into deep right center. Ramos rolls it down. Here's McDonald stopping at second base. Mickey McDonald doubles to right center. Ka'ai Tom raced over from right, went into an all-out dive to try to make a great catch and couldn't. And a great effort by Elliot Ramos to race over and stop that ball. Otherwise, McDonald would have been off to the races. As it is, he has a double. And here is Laureano. Walked, doubled, and flied out. One for two. That 4-3 win by the Rivercats back in game one on Tuesday. There's a curveball in for a strike, 0-1. Rutolo got the save. Joey Marciano got the win. Rutolo came in the eighth inning with a man on and struck out pinch hitter Vince Fernandez. Then he got two outs in the ninth inning. Then he got into trouble. Pitch outside, a curveball, 1-1. With two outs, Vimal Machin singled. Langoliers walked. Thames walked. Then he fell behind Lopes 2-0 and came back to strike him out. Rutolo has a very good changeup. Some of the Aviators hitters were talking about that changeup. That's tough pitch to recognize. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Laureano. He takes it outside. Ball two, 2-0. McDonald standing at second. Just picked up the fourth Aviator hit, but their first hit since the fourth inning when Austin Allen singled. 3-0 Rivercats, eighth inning. The stretch by Rotolo in the pitch. High foul to the right, slicing back out of play. 2-2. Rotolo got Laureano to ground out the one time he faced him on Tuesday. It was a sharp ground ball, and VR playing third had to go way to his left to grab that hard two-hopper. 2-2 look. Rotolo delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him on a fastball. Two outs in the Vegas eighth. Laureano 1-for-3 with a double and a walk in the batter, Luis Barrera, who has struck out, walked, and struck out. Barrera did not face Rotolo on Tuesday. First time these two have faced off. Anyway, Rotolo grew up in a suburb of Boston, and he said he saw a Sports Illustrated issue about Tim Lincecum. It was called The Freak. Curveball, high ball one. And that got young Patrick Rotolo's attention. He was only 13 at the time. And Rotolo said, hey, I like how he pitches. He's a little guy. He said, I knew I wasn't going to be tall. He's 5'10", Rotolo. There's a drive hit in the air to right. Tom going back, reaches up and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Fly out to right ends the Vegas eighth inning. No runs, one hit, the double by Mickey McDonald. No errors and one left. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Rivercats 3, Aviators nothing.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Steiner's, the new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All righty, welcome back. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rivercats lead the Aviators 3-0. Ryan Castellani worked out of the ninth inning situation in relief of Parker Markell, and they're going to leave Castellani in to face the Rivercats in the bottom of the eighth, starting with a left-handed, with a right-handed hitting second baseman, that is, Kevin Padlo. He swings and misses at a slider, strike one. Padlo struck out all three times, twice against Wiles, once against Markell. So for Markell, an inning and a third, he allowed one run earned on one hit, a walk, and three strikeouts. After Padlo, it's Luke Williams, and then Ka'ai Tom. Fastball inside at 93, it's 1-1. Castellani at a Brophy prep in Phoenix. Rockies second-round pick in 2014. Big league time with him. 10 games in 2020, going 1-4 with an ERA of 5.82. Pitch outside, 2-1. With Albuquerque last year, as a regular member of the rotation, 95 innings, he was 3-11 with an ERA of 6.25. And the 2-1 to Kevin Padlo. Line drive to third, caught by Mickey McDonald. A knee-high line drive. Mickey reached out on the forehand side to grab it. One out. Padlo 0 for 4. The batter, Luke Williams. Looking ahead to the ninth, and it looks like they may leave Rotolo in. I don't see anybody throwing in the Rivercats pen. It'll be the 4, 5, and 6 Aviators. Shea Langeliers, Eric Thames, and Christian Lopes with Austin Allen due up fourth. 3-0 Cats in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch to Williams, a little outside, ball one. Williams, first game down from San Francisco, has walked, singled, and scored, and then was caught looking at a third strike facing Parker Markell in the sixth. He is 1 for 2. Slider, a little outside at 88, 2-0. Nobody on, and one out on the bottom of the eighth. Williams looks at a strike. It is 2 balls and 1 strike now. Wiles, Markell, Castellani, bottom of the eighth inning, one out, nobody on. It was a 0-0 game, and the Rivercats got 2 in the 6th and 1 in the 7th, and they lead. The pitch is just outside. It's 3-1 on Luke Williams now. And for Sacramento, the pitcher of record is the starter, Raynel Espinal, 5 scoreless innings. Luis Ortiz, 2 perfect innings. Rotolo worked the eighth. The pitch is inside, ball 4. Second walk allowed by Castellani. 6th walk allowed by Las Vegas pitching. The walks haven't hurt them, but it's another walk. Here's Ka'ai Tom. He's hit into a forced play, popped out to right, and popped out to shallow center. 0 for 3, 1 for 11 in the series. Last game will be Sunday at 1:05. Then the Aviators will fly home that night. Monday is a day off. Then Tuesday, the Salt Lake Bees will come buzzing their way into Las Vegas ballpark for a 6-game series. First game Tuesday, May the 10th at 7:05. Las Vegas Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, as usual, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday, $2 beers. Salt Lake is the Angels, AAA team. Drive to deep left. Kelly racing back, and the ball is at the base of the wall. Williams being waved in. Now he's being held up as the throw comes in. It is a double by Tom, and it's second and third with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tom had not hit anything hard all night. Was only 1 for 11 in the series, but he drove that one over the head of Kelly. It hit the base of the wall. Initially, Holber Cabrera was going to wave Williams in, but Kelly got to the ball quickly and made a good throw into Drew Jackson, and so they decided to hold him up at third. So now a threat on the double by Tom the opposite way. The Rivercats have 7 hits. They lead 3-0, and they have runners at second and third with one out on the bottom of the eighth. The batter is the catcher, Genovese. The infield is in for Las Vegas. Fastball, strike, knee-high on the outside at 94, 0-1. Genovese, despite the fact that he's batting ninth and hitting 269, has hit everything hard. He has 2 doubles and 2 runs scored in an RBI. Then the one time he got out, it took a fine sliding catch by Barrera in deep left center. Ground ball, through in the left field, another base hit by Genovese. 1 run scores, they'll hold Tom at third, and it's a 4-0 lead for the Cats in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And a draw in an infield. The ball wasn't hit that hard, but he hit it right in between McDonald and Drew Jackson. The ball skittered in the left field. Williams scored. Tom held up at third. And so, with one out, a walk, a double, and a single, it is now a 4-0 lead for the Rivercats. Runners at the corners at one out. Leadoff man Tymon LaStella, 0 for 3 plus a walk, facing Castellani for the first time. Fastball way inside. Ball one. It's 1-0. Well, the Cats adding some insurance here. Tom at third. Genovese at first. Thames at first, holding Genovese on, who's got a very short lead. But Genovese having a big night out of the number nine hole. 3 for 4, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. The pitch is outside. It's 2-0 on Tommy LaStella. Elliot Ramos is on deck. Tom at third, Genovese at first. Infield looking for two. Here's the 2-0. Fastball down the middle for a strike. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike now. A week from tonight, Friday the 13th. Big fireworks show after that 7:05 game against the Angels AAA team, the Salt Lake Bees. And Saturday, Aviators T-shirt night. First 2,000 fans will get those T-shirts. Fastball skips away from Langoliers, who picks it up and then trying to score from third base and tagged out by Langoliers is Ka'ai Tom. A fortuitous bounce. That ball got away from Langoliers, but it hit off the low portion of the backstop, which is concrete, not the padded wall, and it came back to Langoliers. And Tom, trying to score when he saw the ball loose, was tagged out. I don't even know that he ever got to home plate. So the Aviators catch a big break right there. 2 outs on the play, which I believe is a wild pitch. Genovese goes to second. 3-1 on LaStella. Castellani looks at second, now comes home. Fastball, a strike over the outside corner. It is 3-2 on Tommy LaStella, who backs out. Genovese at second. 2 outs, last of the eighth. 1 run in. It's a 4-0 Rivercat lead. They're trying to get even in the series, and they're trying to shut the Aviators out for the first time this year. 3-2 pitch. Way outside. Ball four. Not close. Third walk allowed by Castellani. And the batter now is Ramos. Ramos is 2 for 4 with 2 singles and 2 runs batted in. He was the first man Castellani faced when he came in the seventh inning in relief of Markel. Ramos hit a slow ground ball to Lopes, which got a run in. Here we go. Langoliers at the mound, talking with Castellani. Looks like Chester Pimentel is throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Castellani has thrown 31 pitches, 15 strikes, 2 walks in the inning, a double, and an RBI single. And he got fortunate when the pitch got away and Tom was tagged out by Langoliers because of the way the ball caromed off the backstop right back to Langoliers. Pitch foul back, strike one on Elio Ramos. Ramos, 3 for 10 in the series, facing Castellani. The runner at second is Genovese. LaStella, the runner at first. 0-1. Castellani reads Langoliers. Tall righty set. Now time call. One strike to count. And the Rivercats now get somebody up in the pen, so they might not let Rutolo finish this game after all. 2 on, 2 out. The 0-1. Fly ball down the right field line. Racing over is Laureano. The ball slicing foul and out of play on the berm. Oh and two on Elliot Ramos. In the Sacramento bullpen, Peter Tago, righty number 31, is throwing. He was White Sox property last year. He does not have a save this year, but right now it's not a save opportunity with a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-2 pitch from Castellani. Fastball rides high. It's 1-2. 1 run in, 2 men on, 2 men out, bottom of the eighth. It was 0-0 till the bottom of the fifth. Rivercats 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th. And Castellani trying for the final strike of the 8th inning. Here's the 1-2. He fouls a fastball back on the ground. That's a good job by Ramos to fight off a tough 93-mile-an-hour fastball knee-high toward the outside. Still 1-2. Jared Koenig versus Sean Jelly You think, yeah, with a name like Jelly, he spells it H-J-E-L-L-E. Bet a lot of people made fun of him, right? For the name Jelly? Well, maybe not. He is 6 foot 11, 230 pounds. You want to make fun of him? Go ahead. I mean, he's taller than Brian Howard. One ball and two strikes, they count. Genovese at second, LaStella at first. Here's the 1-2 now on the way to Ramos. Breaking ball, line to center. Barrera's right there to make the catch. That ball was belted, but it was right at Luis. And that line out ends the inning. The River Cats scratch for one run on two hits. No errors. They leave two. We go to the ninth. River Cats 4, Aviators nothing.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back again. All righty. We're in the ninth inning. It is a 4-0 River Cat lead. River Cats, if they hang on, will even the series at 2-2 with two games ahead tomorrow night at 6:37. Odd starting time, but that's the starting time nevertheless. And the 105 finale in the matinee on Sunday. And they're also trying to get a shutout in the books. The River Cats pitching staff has one shutout to its credit. The Aviators have not been shut out yet this year coming into tonight in their 28th game. Langoliers takes a breaking ball for a strike. Patrick Rutolo, who worked the eighth inning, allowed a double by Mickey McDonald and nothing else. Langoliers 0 for 3. Perhaps his last chance to extend an eight-game hitting streak. Here's the one-strike pitch. It's high, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. They make some defensive changes. Now Bryce Johnson goes into left field for the River Cats here in the ninth inning. Langoliers hits a pop-up out behind second base. Padlo, the second baseman right next to the bag, makes a one-handed catch. Langoliers out in front of that off-speed pitch. That was that good changeup that Rutolo throws. So Shea 0 for 4. And a batter, Eric Thames. So anyway, Bryce Johnson, if you're scoring along, is now playing left field. Luke Williams, who was in left field, goes to second base. So that was Luke Williams and not Kevin Padlo, who caught that pop-up by Langoliers. Here's Thames. Eric hits a foul ball off to the left out of play. Strike one, 0-1. It looks like Isan Diaz is out of the game because Archimedes Gamboa is now playing shortstop. The 0-1. Bouncer foul to the first base dugout. Changeup. 0-2. Thames has doubled and struck out twice. 1-for-3. 4-for-10 in the series. Breaking ball. Lifted foul to the left. That's out of play. Rutolo is throwing everything but fastballs here. Breaking balls and changeups. as they count his way, 0-2. The one time he faced Thames on Tuesday, he walked him. And Christian Lopes, who struck out with the bases loaded to end that game Tuesday, which the Aviators lost 4-3, is on deck. Here's the 0-2. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. Well, he lulled him. Curveball, change up, then the fastball at 91 got him. The Aviators are down to the last out. All right, here's Lopes. Last chance for the Aviators. Lopes 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a fly ball to deep center. The pitch is ball one, and he's 0 for 12 in the series at 8 strikeouts. Rutolo struck him out looking with the bases loaded and two outs on Tuesday, and the game ended with the River Cats winning 4-3. The 1-0 to Lopes. Rutolo throws. Breaking ball outside 2-0. If Lopes reaches, Austin Allen will be next. Aviators had scoring chances early. Thames led off the second with a double. They left runners at first and second in the third. McDonald was at second base with one out in the fifth. And then McDonald doubled with one out in the eighth. And they've not had the key hits to drive anybody in. Here's the 2-0 to Lopes. Up and away with a fastball. 3-0. Rotolo upset with himself, twirled all the way around, doing a 180. 3-0. Now to 3-0 to Lopes, who likely is taking here. He is, and it's a strike, 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Christian Lopes. Rutolo nods yes to Genovese. Two outs, ninth inning, 4-0 Rivercats. The pitch popped up. This should do it. First baseman Ford is on the infield grass waiting. He's got it, and the Rivercats have evened up the series with a 4-0 win over the Aviators, who are shut out for the first time this year. Each team with two wins in the series so far. I'll be back with the totals after this.
City on Earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on. Let me grab my friends. Hey, guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Get the Chevy you want at the price you deserve. Findlay Chevrolet. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Welcome back. They got a fireworks show going on here in Sacramento, and Rivercats winning by a score of 4-0. They pull back into a first-place tie with the Aviators with a win to go to 15-13 for Sacramento. Four runs, eight hits, no errors, leaving 10 men on base. The Las Vegas Aviators are now also 15-13. Again, they are tied with this Sacramento team for first place now after this game, as they are shut out for the first time this year. Oh, in this series, there have been four games. The Aviators have turned in their first shutout as a staff and been shut out all in one series so far. For Las Vegas tonight, no runs on four hits and one error. They left six men on base. The winning pitcher, starter Reynald Espinal, goes to 2-0. The same goes to Patrick Rotolo, his second. And the loss, Colin Wiles sees his record go to 2-2 on the year. No homers to report. 5,132 paid to see the game, which took 2 hours and 44 minutes to complete. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll take another closer look at this game and get you updated on the scores coming up right after these words.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
All right. All right, welcome back to the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. We had a pitcher's duel early in this one. Vegas starter Colin Wiles and Sacramento right-hander Reynald Espinal battled through a 0-0 tie till the bottom of the fifth inning, when the Rivercats got two runs on a run-scoring double by the number nine hitter, Ricardo Genovese, who got three hits and two RBIs in this game out of the number nine slot. Elliot Ramos also had an RBI single. It was 2-0 Cats. That would be all the runs that they would need, but they got another in the seventh and another in the eighth to lead 4-0. And the Aviators, as I illustrated for you a bit earlier in the broadcast, had chances to score. Eric Thames led off the second with a double off Espinal, but he then struck out the next three. And then the Aviators left runners at first and second in the third. And then in the fifth inning, They had Mickey McDonald at second base with one out, and Mickey got picked off. And then in the eighth inning with one out, McDonald doubled, but he was left at second base. And that was it. Aviators shut out for the first time in 2022. And this series is now even at two apiece through four games. I'll be back with some scores next right after this.
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, mortals. I am Pointsephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. The fireworks show just ended here. The only game still going on in the PCL really ended a long time ago, but they're still playing. In the bottom of the ninth inning in Reno, Round Rock with a 23-hit attack, overwhelming Reno 19-5. And Reno batting in the bottom of the ninth inning there, kind of playing out the string of that particular game. Everything else in the Pacific Coast League is over and has been over for quite some time now. Sugar Land knocked off El Paso 9-1. The Oklahoma City Dodgers beat Albuquerque 9-2, and Salt Lake, playing at home, defeated visiting Tacoma. That final was 9-5 from Smith's Ballpark in downtown Salt Lake City. As far as the major leagues, the scores look like this. In Seattle, they're in the eighth inning. Tampa 5, the Mariners 4. Ninth inning in San Diego, Padres leading the Marlins 3-2. Bottom of the eighth in San Francisco, Giants and Cardinals tied at 2. White Sox beat the Red Sox 4-2. Milwaukee beat the Braves 6-3. Houston, a 3-2 winner at home over the visiting Detroit Tigers. Minnesota beat Oakland 2-1. And Zach Logue took the loss, but acquitted himself pretty well with his performance. Angels shut out the Washington Nationals 3-0. Arizona beat the Rockies 4-1. And there's six rainouts. Dodgers at Chicago against the Cubs. Reds at home against the Pirates. Kansas City at Baltimore. The Mets in Philadelphia. Yankees at home against Texas and Toronto at Cleveland all rained out. I'll be back with a final word to wrap things up from Sacramento coming up right after these words.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it.
I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
All right, welcome back. Well, we'll give you a sneak peek at tomorrow night's game. An odd starting time, 6:37 is what they're telling us. The game will get underway, so we'll be on the pregame at 6:22. Rolling it back 15 minutes, lefty Jared Koenig, who is 1-2, but a nice ERA of 3.54. He beat Tacoma in his last start at Las Vegas Ballpark on April 30th, and righty Sean Jelly, all 6'11" of him, 2-1. The righty with a 4.37 ERA will pitch tomorrow in the rubber game of the series, as Sacramento has won games 1 and 4. Las Vegas won games 2 and 3, and most of the games have been pretty close. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. It's certainly a good pitching matchup. We hope you'll enjoy it and join us at that time for game 5. Want to thank Joe, my studio producer, back at Lotus, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Until tomorrow night, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Sacramento, California, where tonight, Sacramento blanked the Aviators 4-0. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Again, and, you know, shouldn't they have planned this out somehow, like, better type of thing that, like before calling someone, you know, if they're GM, they're close to people and other in the league. Listen, we're going to pick up Deshaun. We got a situation with Baker here. You let's deal with this. They have no leverage now. Teams are laughing at them. And that's another thing that I've never been the president of Baker Mayfield.